This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Neighbor Chronicles Part 3 by Avid Reader Novice Writer. Chapter 05. Tuesday, it was a cold, quiet Chicago morning. The silence was broken with the bitter wind whistling through the trees and the crunching sounds of a man walking up his driveway. A man in his 50s was walking inside his house, trying as quickly as possible to get out of the terrible weather conditions. Right before he opened his door, he looked over to his neighbor's house. A sly grin came across his face as the memories from a few days ago warmed him. Jack finally got into his house. Even growing up in Boston, he absolutely hated the cold. Even as the years went by, that had never changed. As a retired man, he tried to leave the house as little as possible during the winter. He grumbled to himself over needing to see his doctor, but not for anything routine. We all knew he had let himself go, and he didn't care to adjust his lifestyle. I knew it, Amber knew it, Jack knew it, and the doctor knew it. But no, there was another reason he needed to make the journey in the snow to his doctor's clinic. On that fateful night at the Super Bowl, Jack went to his neighbor's house prepared. Not only did he have sleeping pills crushed up for Bill, he also had a cup of Viagra on him just in case. He wasn't sure what the night would hold, but little did he know the Viagra he borrowed from an old buddy would prove so potent. Jack was unlike most men and could definitely last longer than average, but with a woman like Amber, he wanted to last as long as possible. He wanted to do more than he ever had in his long years. So in the middle of the night he took a Viagra, he was just as drunk on lust as Amber. After a little bit, he took another one. Hearing my wife's hypnotic moans of lust and feeling her tight, athletic, supple body on his, feeling her tight pussy grip his cock, and hearing her beg for more, he found himself wanting more and more. He never wanted the night to end. Jack had been with plenty of women throughout his long life, but none held a candle to Amber. It wasn't just her sexiness that made her stand apart. She was a pleaser. She wanted to please her husband so much that she did things with him she's never done or said. What a turn of events that Jack found himself living next to a woman who was as hot as she was good at sex. The fact that she enjoyed it and gave him the best fuck he'd ever had after months of no-strings-attached hookups and blowjobs was not lost on him. It was as if he had won the lottery several times. He wasn't going to waste the opportunity. Every time Jack thought about it, his cock couldn't help but throb. Unfortunately, his decision to pop so many dick pills during the night was not without consequence. He was dizzy that morning after he got home. When he woke up, his body ached to a concerning amount. His dizziness came and went, but it wasn't fully going away, and from the doctor's assessment, it was due to low blood pressure. His back also hurt, but that might be from how much he pushed himself. Jack was vague to his doctor about what happened, but the doctor strictly warned him never to do something so foolish. A man taking Viagra that didn't need to was very dangerous, especially at higher doses. Regardless, Jack thought the risk he took was worth it. Amber was by far the best fuck he ever had, and although he knew she might not love him, it was definitely the best sex she ever had. He couldn't stop remembering how she enabled herself to experience one earth-shattering orgasm after another. Jack sat down on his couch exhausted from his long morning. Also, his low blood pressure wasn't helping. The doctor said he would be fine after a few more days. As he sat there thinking how he would actually hook up with his sexy neighbor again, an evil grin came up on his face. In his confidence, he wasn't thinking about if, he was thinking about how. He had a secret weapon that assured he would. He picked up his phone and fumbled through it with his thick fingers stabbing at his screen. Soon the video started playing and loud moans filled his house playing through his phone. After the events of the weekend, Amber and I tried to get back to some normalcy. We went back to work, but both of us could barely concentrate. I still had so many questions I wanted to ask my wife, but I knew that I couldn't rush it. The best things in life took time. Maybe she knew that the anticipation made the fantasy hotter for me. Personally, I wanted to make sure my wife didn't feel uncomfortable with the way I dogged her with questions. She had already done so much for my fantasy. Amber was embarrassed that she let herself go. She kept telling herself that she was just acting in character, that it was just so I would be turned on from her acting bad. But deep down, she knew sometime throughout the night she lost herself in that character. As much as she hated Jack, she knew it was the best sex of her life, but how could she admit that to herself? A man who was almost twice her age, who she didn't find attractive, gave her one mind-blowing orgasm after another. It was the whole taboo nature of what she was doing that made this whole thing come together. Even on Tuesday, her body still felt like it was levitating from Sunday. She had to cut Monday's workout a little short, opting instead to hang out in the sauna with Stacy. Her body needed to detox. Stacy knew something was up, but Amber was vague on the details. She just told her that she discovered a new fantasy of mine that opened their sex life. If she was anyone she could trust outside of me, it would be Stacy. Amber just wanted to finish work early Tuesday to go home and relax, possibly hang out in our hot tub and decompress. But it wasn't just her body. Her mind was constantly running. She knew that I would have more questions, and she prepared herself to answer them. She didn't want to lie. Our whole relationship was built on trust, but she was nervous. Maybe it was because the answers she would have to give would ultimately lead her to remembering all the wild things she did with Jack that night. She was out the door the second her shift was over. I also left work early that day. Not as early as my wife, but I also had too much on my mind. When I got home, I saw Amber's car in the driveway, but didn't find her right away as I walked through the house. My heart started accelerating. Was she at Jack's? My cock swelled immediately. I found her in the backyard in the hot tub. Her serene demeanor calmed my nerves. She had her headphones and with her eyes closed, just basking in the warm water and breathing the cold evening air. I admired her beauty from afar. Her hair was in a ponytail, and she was wearing a red two-piece that looked like fire on her smooth body. I ran upstairs and got out of my work clothes. Threw on some shorts and grabbed a towel. Right before heading out, I made two pretty strong drinks for the both of us. I knew we both sure as hell needed it. I stepped out on our back porch, and the cold wind immediately hit my body. So I quickly made my way to the hot tub. Amber still had her eyes closed, listening to music with her headphones on, and was oblivious to my presence. I smiled and set the drinks down at the table near the hot tub. Sitting at the edge of the hot tub, I finally splashed some water at her. Ah! Amber's eyes shot wide open. Bill! Don't do that! You scared the crap out of me. I'm sorry, you just look so peaceful. I didn't want to bother you, at first. Teasing her while I smiled, looking at her ocean blue eyes down to her perfect body that had the most luscious curves you could think of. Well? Are you just going to keep staring? I've been thinking about you all day. Come join me, it's nice and warm in here. Amber said with a loving voice while pulling my arm in the hot tub with her. I climbed in with her, and she nestled her head on my chest. We just sat there in bliss and enjoyed each other's presence. I loved being in the hot tub when it was cold outside. It was a perfect balance. I stroked her slick back while her hand rubbed on my chest and abs. That continued for a while until I broke the ice. What are you thinking? I finally asked. She looked up at me and gave me a naughty smile. Thinking about how different you and Jack's bodies are. My cock immediately twitched after hearing her words. I pinched her sides. Oh really, huh? I'm kidding. She giggles trying to escape my grasp. I kept pinching her, making her giggle and rub all over me as she tried to get away. Oh really? I don't think you are. Especially after all the things you told Jack. Wait. What things? Don't act like you don't know. I smiled while looking away. That finally made her stop wriggling around, and she sat on top of me in the water. She sat on my lap looking down at me. With a trembling voice she asked, Are you mad at me? What things did you mean? Immediately I realized my mistake. I definitely didn't want her to think I was mad at her. I just wanted to know more about that night, and what she was thinking. I pushed up and started rubbing my now hard cock against her bathing suit. All those things you said about Jack fucking you whenever he wants, how he owns your pussy, and how he fucks better than me? I said with a deep, lustful voice. Amber got red and her eyes became hazy hearing her words told back to her. Her mind raced remembering all the naughty things she told our big cock neighbor. She took a deep breath before answering. Don't get me wrong, sex with Jack felt amazing, but I wonder how much of that is from the acting effect. Amber replied analytically. What's the acting effect? I don't know, I just kind of made up that term. Basically, I wanted Jack to come. I knew that saying those things would turn him on and make him come faster. It would also make his cock harder, which felt great. She giggled. But I didn't necessarily always mean what I said. I just wanted to push his buttons. Get a rise from him. Play with him a little, you know? She continued. And when saying those things and acting like a slut, it made me feel more like one. Just acting like it was true helped the sex feel better for me. It helped me come more and harder. That's what I've been thinking lately anyway. I don't think there's really anything all that special about Jack, but the sex does feel so good. Being bad for you feels even better. Amber said with a wink and smile. Nothing special about him? Besides him having a huge cock, the guy can stay hard forever and come like 1,000 times in a row. Amber saw how much our discussion was getting to me and wanted to tease me back. Oh, that? Yeah, I guess that's true. She giggled again. He can also hit so many different spots. She said, rolling her eyes back and smiling just thinking about the pleasure. Except for one. Oh? I asked. This one. She said, pointing to her heart. I'll never love another man the way I love you, honey. No matter how big his dick is. Wow, that was cheesy. I said as I rolled my eyes and smiled. Don't laugh. Amber chuckled as she smacked my arm. It's true. I know, honey. I love you. I'm so grateful that you're my wife and we can explore this stuff together. I love you too, Bill. She said while giving me a deep kiss. After breaking off our kiss. Honestly, I have something to tell you two. What's that? Amber asked curiously. All that stuff you said about Jack owning your pussy and how I can't fuck as good as him. I said as Ember watched me intently. I think it got a rise out of me. Like I want to prove him wrong. Reclaim you, you know? Is that where all the passionate sex we've had recently came from? She asked, smiling.
Well, not all of it.
A good deal. I keep thinking about the things you said and the ways you submitted to him. It makes me go crazy when you let him do things with you that I've never done. I've never heard you make those noises with me. It drives me crazy knowing that asshole fucked you so well. I admitted. I guess maybe I like the feeling of losing control. I like the feeling of, I don't know, letting the stress of the world go, watching you so pleased, it is all so erotic. Seeing your intense pleasure makes the fantasy for me. If you can enjoy having sex with a man like that, then you're experiencing true, pure, physical pleasure. There's no emotional or romantic connection, it's about physical sex. Thinking about it turns me on so much. I tried to hold back my body from trembling thinking about it. I don't know how successful I was. I love you, Bill. I always will. I promise to always tell you the truth. Sex with Jack was definitely different. But that's the thing. Yes, he made me feel good, but he doesn't have the connection we have. Our sex life has always been great, and maybe we should have been a little more adventurous. I'm discovering this whole new side of me. Not because of Jack, but because of you. Knowing you are right there next to me makes me feel so safe, which in turn lets me get out my sexual emotions. She said while caressing my face. Did you really enjoy watching me with him? Whispering in my ear. I nodded slowly, like I was admitting I had done something wrong. Bill, we don't need Jack. We can have what we want without him. That's true. I said, hearing her resolve to end our adventures with Jack slowly crystallize. It was her decision, and I would stand by her. I wanted to make it clear that she was in the driver's seat here. As much as I wanted it to continue. It was an interesting experience, for sure. Even though this all started out as just a fantasy of mine, you surprised me every step of the way. You are amazing. Thank you for making this crazy fantasy come true. I said while kissing her neck. Amber smiled sweetly as her deep blue eyes glowed. She fished my cock out of my shorts. Leaning up a little, she pulled her bathing suit to the side and sank down on me. If Jack was outside, he would hear splashing noises and Amber repeating over and over. I love you, Bill. Oh my God, I love you. Wednesday, it was a normal afternoon in our home. Amber was in the kitchen preparing her lunch for a night shift at the hospital. She looked great, wearing a sports bra and gray yoga pants that showed off her phenomenal ass. Immediately after she packed her lunch away, she heard a knock at the door. When she opened it, her jaw dropped. It was Jack. Been a while. He sneered. Within milliseconds, Amber's legs were shaking with anticipation. Her heart started pounding. Her pupils went wide. Blood rushed to her clit and pussy lips as the memories came back. "WH, what are you doing here?" Amber asked with quick, shallow breaths. Her chest heaved up and down, making her tits look even more intoxicating. Something Jack noticed right away. "What do you think? I see your hubby isn't home. Aren't you going to invite me in?" Jack asked with a cocky grin. "I don't know if that's a good idea." Amber said almost as if she was out of breath. Her eyes darted from his face to the obvious bulge coming out from his shorts. Jack ignored her and took a step towards her, pushing her against the open door for the whole neighborhood to see. Amber immediately felt his thick cock against her smooth body. She wanted to lash out on him and tell him to get away, but no words came out. She bit her lip and stared defiantly at his eyes. Jack couldn't take it anymore and gave her a deep kiss. Amber wasn't prepared for this. Jack's kiss took her off guard and soon she fell into his embrace. Her mind kept saying how wrong this was, but her body had a different reaction. She took his face in her hands and kissed him deeply back. "This is so wrong," she whispered between kisses while their tongues battled. Any neighbor who was looking out their window or walking along the street would have been able to see Amber making out with Jack as her mouth attacked him. His thick, leathery hands wandered all over her tight body. He could feel Amber slightly trembling as she ran her hands through his unkempt hair. He could taste her hot breath in his mouth. Amber took his tongue into her mouth and milked it with her lips. He took her hand and led her into her home, slamming the door behind him. "Bill is going to be home soon," she said, trying to dampen whatever he had planned. She was quickly losing control. Only the threat of me discovering them was going to stop them. He ignored her and just held her hand, taking her up the stairs. "Is he at work?" asked Jack, looking back at this bombshell of a wife. She nodded shyly.
"Yes,"
Jack laughed. "Guess that means we should be quick then, huh?" Amber couldn't believe what she was doing. She kept saying to herself that she had to stop this. As soon as they got to the landing, Jack turned around, already trying to strip off Amber's clothes, and worked to get his off as well. They continued to kiss once again as Jack moved forwards towards the bedroom and Amber walked backwards. Jack let her hands at his waistband to help work his shirt and pants off. By the time they reached the bedroom, Jack was only in his boxers, and Amber only had her yoga pants on. Jack spun himself around and worked his way backwards to the bed while pulling Amber with him. Jack's thumbs hooked under his waistband and pulled his boxers down, freeing his hard cock. Amber let out a moan and knew there was no turning back. "Turn around," Jack ordered. She didn't hesitate. She pushed Jack down on the bed and turned around so Jack could see her ass. She backed her ass up and rubbed her booty against Jack's naked cock as he held her hips. Jack's hands moved up her tight, warm torso to her tits, massaging their soft fullness in his hands. Amber let out a whimper as she gave Jack a little dance on his dick, feeling the heat of his hard cock through her pants. She felt his hands on her body as they roamed freely, paying special attention to her tits. Jack kneaded her nipples with their piercings and massaged her breasts. He could feel her strong heartbeat as her arousal grew. Each twist of her nipples and each rhythmic, firm grasp at her tits gave her a small tingle of pleasure. She felt a sense of relief that Jack was fighting gravity for her full, perky breasts as he played with her body. After a quick dance, Amber hooked her waistband with her fingers. Peeling off her yoga pants and panties all at once, she bent over in front of Jack. She was presenting just for him. As she pulled her panties down, a strand of her juices shimmered in the bedroom light.
"Oh my God! I can't believe you already got me so wet, Jack!"
Amber said seductively to Jack and somewhat to herself. Her mind was completely lost now. All she wanted was now the pleasure that fat asshole with his big cock would give her. Her blonde hair was brushed to one side of her head so she could get a clear look at Jack. Her long neckline gave way to her beautiful facial features in the bright afternoon light coming through the sheer bedroom curtains. She locked eyes with him, and her excitement grew as she stared into his beady, hungry eyes. She felt his hands sinking into the backs of her thighs. Tingles raced across her skin, and she felt her pulse jump. She felt as though she was getting high off his touch. She spread herself for him. Jack relished the view of her wet, pink pussy and her perfect little asshole.
"A show with a view. I'm the only man who even gets to see you like this,"
Jack reflected with gratitude out loud.
"That's right, baby. Only for you."
My wife smiled with lust in her eyes. Amber's ass was right in front of his face, and Jack dove in with his tongue, lapping at her pussy.
"Ha ha. Mmm. Yeah, daddy, eat your slut's pussy,"
Amber said with her whole body shaking. She turned her gaze to face forward and craned her head up. Her eyes closed as Jack's mouth swallowed up her mind. She stopped him after about 30 seconds. She turned around and stared down into his face. Jack smiled as he brought his hands up behind her, cupping her ass as she closed the distance between them. She wore a sly grin as she looked down at him.
"I know I shouldn't be doing this,"
she said, pushing him down to the bed until he was laying down.
"But I can't wait anymore."
She gripped his cock as she straddled him.
"I need your big cock in my pussy."
Amber stared into Jack's eyes as the words dripped from her full lips. My young, horny wife smiled at the weight and heft of her neighbor's big cock in her hands. His cock felt like it was full to the brim, to the point she could have swore there was steam coming off of it. Amber bit her lip as she pointed his hot organ towards where she wanted it. Jack laughed loudly, shouting,
"Then get to it, slut. Fuck, you're such a naughty wife. Let me show you something your husband will never be able to."
Amber felt Jack's dick spread her sensitive pussy lips as she brought her eager body onto it. Almost immediately, she felt her walls stretch to embrace him. She could feel her slick pussy pull him in for more as inch by inch, she took him inside.
"Mmm."
Amber hummed deeply as it reverberated off the walls of our marital bedroom. It was the only thing Amber needed to say to communicate exactly how it felt to her hungry pussy. Jack could feel her hot, wet walls encircling more and more of his hard cock. He entered with the only resistance being from the tightness of her lubricated canal. They both felt like fireworks were going off inside their bodies. Within 2 seconds, Amber had taken Jack's throbbing cock to the very base, as far as he would go. Without a need for much build-up at all, Amber was already moaning and breathing hard as she vigorously rode Jack's cock. Amber controlled the rhythm as the clapping noises from both of their bodies filled the bedroom. It was music to their ears.
"Oh my God! I can't believe how much I've missed this dick inside of me,"
she moaned, flashing a hint of a content smile mixed with concentration as she stretched her pussy on Jack's cock. Her hands pressed into Jack's thick chest and shoulders as she pinned him down. Her feet were posted flat on the bed as she used her toned legs to squat up and down on Jack. She moved her legs into a kneeling position so she could grind on top of him as deep as he would go.
"Fuck yeah, slut!"
Jack shouted, spanking her ass. She felt the sting of his hand and moaned her approval of his rough treatment. Even from the front, Jack watched her big ass rebound magnificently on her wide hips.
"Tell me why you miss my cock,"
he smiled up at her.
"I needed it,"
Amber said as she stared into his face with her deep blue eyes. She drew her pussy up and back, lowering herself down onto her neighbor's raw dick, feeling the ridge of his cock head rub against her sensitive canal engorged with blood.
"Hmm,"
she gasped as electric shocks of pleasure shot through her spine. This was the spot she needed touched. It was the itch she needed scratched.
"You need this cock? Every day? Every night? Huh?"
Jack asked as he started to pant, thrusting up to match her.
"Yes,"
Amber heaved with pressured breathing.
"Fuck yes,"
she cried.
"Yeah. Yeah. Yeah."
Jack encouraged Amber as she bought herself up and down on his dick, then back down in a grinding motion. Doing this brought her clit into play along with the building sensations inside her.
"Come on, my cock,"
Jack said to her as he read her body.
Yes. I love it, Jack,"
she shouted over the wet slurping sounds of her pussy sliding on his rod.
"Oh. Fuck."
I could see Amber as if I were Jack looking up at her beautiful body and her face twisted with pleasure. Her round tits bounced as she took his cock to the hilt. Between her increasingly rapid breathing and whimpers of pleasure, Amber managed to scream.
"Oh my God! You're going to make me come. Oh."
Jack moaned progressively louder as he neared his climax. His thick hands pressed into her supple skin as he gripped her waist. Her slick, warm pussy pumped him like he was receiving a handjob and blowjob at the same time. He could feel the hot walls of her pussy hold him tight, stroking him, caressing him,
and milking him for everything he had. He looked down past his hefty stomach to see Amber's tight, curvy body ride him with passion and precision. Her tits bounced beautifully and glimmers of light danced off her piercings into his eyes. Her gorgeous face furrowed in concentration in an expression of mind-bending lust few were lucky enough to have ever seen. Her thick, silky, bouncy blonde hair undulated with a slight lag as it followed the movements of her toned body. Amber could feel Jack swelling inside of her. She heard his ragged breaths and felt her toes curl as her pussy walls gripped her neighbor's big cock. She felt his hands nearly encircle her slim waist. She felt his big body rubbing against her fit body, the contrast so taboo and wrong. Amber vigorously rode Jack and I could feel the tension mounting. They panted and Amber moaned as Jack grunted, becoming more chaotic and desperate as they drew closer and closer to mutual orgasm. The room vibrated in chaos. The bed groaned and creaked as the headboard smacked against the wall. Ah! Amber cried. Oh! Jack bellowed in chorus. They were both lost in lust, committed to inevitable orgasm like it were half second before a roller coaster drops. Come inside me! Amber moaned. At the moment they were both about to come, I woke up. I was wide awake with my heart pounding. I looked over at the clock. It was 3:15 a.m. Fuck. Just a dream. Was it just a dream? I was hard as a fucking rock with an embarrassing amount of pre-cum on my underwear. I'm a 30-year-old man, and I nearly had a climax in my pants from a wet dream like a damn teenager. I looked over at Amber, sleeping peacefully next to me. She looked as real now as she did in my dream. In her sleep, she rolled over so her back was facing me and I heard her slow, rhythmic breathing once again. I couldn't take it. I had to have her right now. I stripped off my boxers with my trembling, clammy hands and reached under the covers for Amber's hips. She was incredibly warm. Unfortunately, she was wearing panties, but that wasn't going to stop me. Amber stirred as I hooked my fingers under her panties and pulled the only part one was interested in to the side. I stroked my dripping pre-cum around my cock and aimed at Amber's pussy in the dark. Bill? What are you doing, baby? She asked in a groggy voice. I need you now. Please, I said. She could probably hear the desperate horniness in my voice as she reached back to grab my dick. Oh, wow, she said, still incredibly tired. Okay, honey, she said as she led my cock to her pussy. I slid in with a little effort, but my dick lubricated with pre-cum helped. Amber was turned away from me with her top leg in a figure four. I ran my hands over the smooth skin of her ass. I started to slide in and out of her. Soon, her pussy responded to me by getting wetter as I found I was able to slide in and out more freely. She felt amazing. She let out tired moans into the pillow as the quiet room filled up with sounds of my hard dick plunging into her wet pussy. With my hands on her hips, I pushed her belly down into the bed. I followed her up with my dick still inside of her so I wouldn't miss a beat. I threw off the blankets and started pounding relentlessly. Amber's ass bounced against my thighs as her moans became louder. My hands were tucked around her thin waist, and my thumbs were above her back dimples. The big t-shirt she wore to bed was hiked up around my hands and I grinded and pounded my dick as deep as I could into her. This was a new position for me, but something I knew she did with Jack on that fateful Super Bowl night. I thought about the dream. I thought about Jack pounding her like this once again. I thought about Amber, moaning and coming on Jack's thick dick as he was buried inside of her, feeling the same sensations that wrapped her silky pussy around me now. I couldn't even remember the last time Amber and I had woken up in the middle of the night to fuck with passion like what I was giving her. Bill! You're so deep! Amber's muffled cries rang out from her pillow as her body woke up. I thought about the dream and how eager and excited Amber was to fuck Jack in our bed. Her resistance slowly went away once she was exposed to that huge cock once again. How she giggled and cooed at him as they fucked on our bed once again. I thought about her asking him to come inside her. Just days ago, Jack fucked my wife much like this and was treated to the incredible image of Amber's big, thick ass bouncing against his thrusts. There was no way in a million years he ever deserved to experience such a glorious sight. There was no way someone like him should ever have felt the hot depths of Amber's delicious, slick canal wrapped around his dick. Amber! I'm going to fucking come! I panted. Come, baby! Oh! Oh! I howled as I thrust balls deep into Amber and blasted my load. Amber felt my final, panic thrusts as my cock reached as deep as it would go inside of her. She felt the warmth of my cum spurting inside her, with each blast touching her even deeper. With this, Amber was brought over the edge too. Ugh! Amber cried out as she came. Panting, the two of us spooned with my cock still buried inside her as I collapsed and pulled her to her side. After a while, Amber grabbed some tissues from the nightstand and I pulled out. Jesus, what brought that on? Amber asked after we settled down back into the spooning position. I had a dream that you were with Jack again. It was so fucking hot. I had to have you right away. Oh my God, Bill. Amber laughed, feeling the tiredness come back on. Are you going to tell me the details? She asked after a few seconds of silence. I was away at work or something. You were getting ready for a night shift, and you were looking so hot. Jack knocked on the door, and you were shocked to see him. But once you seen his cock, you slowly let yourself go, and soon you fucking him in our bed. You rode him. I woke up before you both came. I didn't have the courage to include that I dreamed she asked Jack to come inside her. Haha, that's kind of hot. Amber mumbled in a disinterested way as she was already drifting back off to sleep. We were both up in the next 3 hours and got our day started for work. Because of our schedules, I was able to work out during my lunch break.
Amber met up with Stacy after work to get her gym time in. The next time we saw each other on Wednesday was over dinner. Amber has a huge collection of yoga pants and gym attire. On Wednesday night, she just so happened to walk into the house after the gym, wearing one of her gray yoga pants, even though her top was different. I saw her putting her lunch away and settling in for dinner as she walked around the kitchen. Her ass looked phenomenal. She must have noticed I was drooling over her more than usual when she asked,
"What? What is it? You just look so fucking hot wearing those leggings. Your ass looks incredible,"
I said as I exaggerated a cartoonish licking of my lips.
"You were wearing something similar in my dream this morning."
"That really happened?" asked Amber with a smile. "I thought I was having a really good dream. I almost forgot when I woke up this morning until your little gift slowly came out of me. If I wasn't on the pill, I could have seen myself getting pregnant from it," she said with an embarrassed smile. I walked up behind her and put my hands on her hips. I inhaled the aroma of her hair as I slid my hands forward towards her flat belly.
"You know what was real? Watching you and Jack fuck. Right here where we're standing now."
I felt Amber inhale sharply as if my reminder startled her.
"That's right,"
I said as my cock hardened against her ass.
"I remember seeing how beautiful you looked when you were happy his cock was deep inside you.
Bill," she started to say. I took her chin in my hand and turned her head towards me, then muffled what she was going to say with my lips. Amber tried to say something, but quickly gave into my kisses and returned them. When our tongues began to dance together, I moved my hands over her body, feeling under her shirt. She felt my strong hands caress her flat tummy as they moved upwards to cup the bottom of her breasts. She had no bra on. I massaged her tits and played with her nipples. Amber responded by breathing harder, which told me I was doing my job. I kept going, running my hands up and down her taut stomach and letting my hands wander out to her hips. I needed her ass in my hands, imagining the dream from the morning where she put her same yoga pants clad ass on Jack's dick. The big, tight ass in my hands is what he would have felt. My heart was pounding in my chest so hard that Amber could feel it as I pressed my body against her. I held the image of her fucking Jack on the counter in my mind as I attacked her mouth with mine. Her moans from that morning were fresh in my mind. I thought of the way she looked back at Jack and asked him to fuck her pussy as she called him daddy. I hooked my thumbs into the waistband of her yoga pants and pulled down. Amber gasped as I took her panties with them. I found myself in my kitchen eye level with Amber's big, tight ass. Amber looked over her shoulder, and we made eye contact. A sly smile spread across my face as I raised my hand to the middle of her back and nudged her forward. I bent Amber over the counter. I could see up her loose t-shirt to see her round tits pressed against the cold countertop. I dove in, licking at her pussy from behind.
"Oh my God! Bill!"
Amber smiled. I took my time eating her out, kissing and licking all over her pussy while I played with her ass. I tried remembering Jack's exact actions when I spied on them the other morning. I felt bold and gave her a hard spank.
"Oh. Bill. Wait, fuck."
Amber was out of breath getting treated like this. She was on her tiptoes again while I ravished her pussy. She realized that I was trying to copy Jack's actions. So she gave me the same treatment she did that morning and wiggled her ass on his face uncontrollably. They've never been so wild and passionate. I couldn't take it anymore. I stood over her and pressed her back down, getting her settled. I quickly dropped my pants. It took no time before I slid inside her. Within moments I was pounding her just like Jack did. King forceful thrusts which get a wild moan from Amber each time. She started to meet my thrust and I had a perfect view of her world-class ass bouncing against me.
This was the view that the bastard got to enjoy, huh?
I was filled with jealousy and started to pound Amber even harder.
"Bill! Slow down. Oh God! I'm gonna fuck! I'm coming!"
Amber's body started to orgasm against me. Usually I would come with her or slow down until she finished before coming myself, but this time I was on a mission. I didn't slow down and fucked her right through her orgasm. Sweat was dripping off my forehead onto my wife's jiggling ass that slapped against me. I tried remembering what else Jack did to her that I wanted to try. My eyes followed from up her ass to her toned back, to her hair worn in a ponytail. I got the idea and the courage to grab her by her hair, forcing her to make an amazing arch with her back.
Bill!
She cried as I looked down at my hard cock sawing in and out of her wet pussy. Her bouncing ass cheeks grew my excitement with each ripple. I kept up my pace as I stared into her back dimples as if they were eyes. The toned muscles of her back formed a deeply satisfying valley as I gripped her waist and sunk my thumbs along her spine, embedded in her back cleavage.
"Fuck me, baby!"
she moaned.
"Yeah? You like getting fucked like this, huh? Does it remind you of anyone?"
I said in her ear while never slowing down my thrusts. Amber gasped as I continued to pound her relentlessly. She said nothing for a few moments as she gathered her breath. In a mix of sultry defiance, she asked,
"You want to fuck me like Jack did?"
I paused for a moment, not sure how to proceed. But Amber had different ideas. She started to throw her ass back on my dick.
"If you want to fuck me like Jack fuck me, you better keep this up,"
she said.
"Come on, Bill. Make me forget about that big dick asshole,"
she challenged me. I choked up on my grip of her ponytail. I pulled her further into an arch and began to pound her with all of my force.
"H!"
she screamed. She laid her hands flat against the counter and fully extended her arms. Her tits looked incredible as they shook with my thrusts. I looked down at her face that was twisted with exertion and pleasure. I brought my lips to hers.
Amber moaned into my mouth as I felt and heard her wet pussy on my hard dick. Amber could feel my lips massaging hers as her mouth was ajar to gasp for breath. Seeing her jiggly ass bouncing against me was driving me insane. I can't believe Jack, our arrogant neighbor, got to enjoy this view first. I remembered how much she liked getting spanked by him. I lifted my hand and gave her a few spanks on each ass cheek, immediately giving them a light red color. Amber couldn't believe the passion and treatment her husband was giving her. It was all so new in their relationship. Suddenly she thought back on what her husband said the other night. How it drove him crazy how she allows and does things with Jack that he doesn't get to do. Amber started thinking of a naughty plan to push me over the edge. She stopped thrusting her ass back against my hips and stood straight up, pushing me back away from her. She turned around covering her tits as if she were shy and modest.
"Honey, you are being too rough,"
she said with a shy face looking down at her feet. I was baffled from her reaction.
"Wa Dash? Baby, I'm so sorry. I thought you liked it. The other night with Ja Dash, that was him."
She cut me off.
"He's just some asshole. Of course he's going to treat me like some random slut. But with the man I love, it doesn't feel right. With him, it's just a raw physical thing. With you, I love our intimacy and our emotional connection."
She saw the shock in my eyes and tried staying in character. She grabbed my hand and pulled me close. She sat on the counter facing me and wrapped her legs around me. Finally, she grabbed my still hard cock and rubbed in against her pussy lips.
"Amber, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you or make you feel like some random slut."
She put her finger on my lips and whispered in my ear.
"Sure, you didn't do anything wrong. I like being a slut sometimes, but only for that asshole Jack."
Right at the end of the sentence, she pulled her hips forward and my cock in her hand thrusting deep inside her. Her words almost made me erupt. "This little vixen," I thought. It finally dawned on me that she was teasing me with what I said the other night. I pulled my head back and saw her little smirk with her mischievous eyes. I raised my eyebrows and she giggled. Amber started kissing my neck while continuing to whisper in my ears.
"Only guy who is allowed to spank me is that asshole. I like acting like a slut for a man I can't stand. It makes me feel so naughty that he fucks me so rough and treats me like I'm just a whore for him."
My breathing started to get heavier hearing her taboo words. This made Amber giggle even harder, but never stopped her harsh words.
"Is that okay, honey? Even though I love you more than anything, I let a man we can't stand do things to me that I don't let you do? Oh my god, I feel like such a bad wife for even saying it. You still love me, right? Please say it, baby. I need to hear it. Amber, oh my god. Fuck. I love you. I love you so damn much."
I couldn't take it anymore and was coming deep inside her after a few more strokes.
"Yes. Honey. Fuck, come for me. Come inside your little hot wife. Deep inside me. Oh god."
Amber lost it and started coming at the same time as me. Her pussy gripped and milked my cock for all it was worth. I felt her juices all over my cock and drip down to our kitchen tile. This was one of our hottest fucks ever. We just stood there for a minute, catching our breath. She just stroked my toned back and had her head against my firm chest. We didn't say anything for a while. Finally, I broke the ice.
"We made quite a mess, didn't we?"
As I glanced down between our bodies, our juices formed a little puddle on the tile beneath us. Amber giggled and had an embarrassed look on her face.
"Why don't you clean up and I'll go pick up some takeout for dinner tonight?"
That got a big smile on her face.
"You always know what to say. That sounds amazing."
She gave me a kiss on the cheek. She threw a hand towel on the floor before marching upstairs to clean herself up. At that moment, as I watched her smooth, fit body walk away, I realized I was one lucky man. Thursday, I woke up earlier than usual the next day. I looked next to me and saw Amber sleeping in my embrace. So many things running through my mind. Everything that's happened the last few days made my heartbeat race every time I thought about it. The Super Bowl night changed so many things in our life. Just the other day when me and Amber had sex in our hot tub made me realize that was the first and only time we had sex outside. Even though it wasn't in a public space, just doing it out in the open where Jack or any stranger could have caught us made the sex that much more exciting. Another example was yesterday. The roleplay we did in the kitchen was one of the most exciting things we have ever done. The way Amber teased me was so naughty and unlike her normal self. It was then I realized how much this fantasy had opened a sexual side to Amber. There was still so much I wanted to know about that Super Bowl night. It baffles me how I was upset that I didn't get to see more of Amber and Jack together, and not how Jack took advantage of us and put something in my drink. Although I didn't have proof, I was 90% sure he slipped me some sort of sleeping drug. I understand why he did it but also didn't. Maybe he just wanted to be selfish and have Amber focus on just him and his big cock rather than myself. It wasn't long before Amber woke up. Her blue eyes slowly cracked open. The first thing she saw was me staring at the ceiling. She could tell right away that I was in deep thought. She stared silently at me for a moment.
"Good morning, honey,"
Amber said quietly as if I was still asleep. My eyes flashed down at her. We silently stared into each other's eyes for a moment. I looked at her like a kid who just got caught doing something he wasn't supposed to.
"Good morning, beautiful." I gave her a wry smile.
"What were you thinking about?"
Amber still asked in a quiet voice.
"The truth?" I said with a nervous laugh. Amber nodded her head while still looking into my eyes with all the love in the world.
"I can't stop thinking about what you and Jack did that night," I said with a nervous voice.
I gulped while continuing.
"I keep imagining all the ways he took you." The things he made you say and do. I feel like I'm going crazy. I'm not mad that you guys had sex. I'm mad that I couldn't have seen more of it.
Oh, Bill. Amber tried to say something, but I quickly cut her off.
I'm already grateful for everything you've done. I feel selfish for even asking for more. That's why I'm okay if the fantasy is over. We don't need him to have amazing sex. I'm already happy being with you. A part of me is just wondering about that night. That's all.
Okay, how about this? After work tonight, I'll fill you in on everything that happened that night. I won't hold anything back.
I know how much this all turns you on, and I want to please you. Amber said with a red face. Her full breast heaving quickly as it rubbed against my body.
So you'll tease me again like yesterday?
I smiled. Amber agreed despite her embarrassment. After giving her a long kiss, I got up and took a deep breath, knowing today was going to be one of the longest days in a while. Work couldn't have gone slower throughout the day. I was constantly checking the time, but that just made matters worse. Even the damn blank Excel boxes, dry spreadsheets, and supply chain reports made me think of my wife moaning. Luckily for Amber, she had a busy day at the hospital, which kept her occupied most of the day. From time to time, she did check the clock, which would always give her a nervous smile knowing that time was drawing near. A few hours later, Amber and I were sitting in the living room. We ate a light dinner and have been talking ever since. It's been over an hour and Amber has already more or less told me everything that happened while I was asleep. How Jack fucked her in every imaginable position. How she woke up with him between her legs, eating her out. How he laid his cock on her face before the lust took over her once again. How she told him to lay down so she could fuck him. How they fucked in the shower and cleaned each other off. It was so erotic. I felt like I was going to burst for a while hearing all her naughty words and taboo acts.
I've told you so much about what happened that night. Now tell me this, you mentioned you woke up. Then you saw me and him in the kitchen, but what did you do after?
Amber asked.
Well, I really didn't know what to do, so I just went back to sleep in the guest room. Thinking about what I saw got me so worked up that I had to jack off a bunch of times after I woke up later. I tried to eat, but my head was so full of thoughts that I went for a run to clear my head. When I got back, I ate and showered, and I saw that you had moved the shower around. I kept fantasizing about the ways you and he fucked in the shower. I had to jack off a few more times after that.
Oh my God, Bill. Amber said as she smiled and rolled her eyes.
You are so hopeless. So where do we go from here?
I asked.
What do you mean?
I mean, at first we said no sex. Now that's a thing of the past.
Where do you see this ending for us? Let's say we keep going down this path. What's next?
I asked nervously. I knew I wanted to continue this crazy adventure we were on, but would it ruin us? Was it the smart thing to do? But I was not prepared for what Amber had to say next.
Would you be okay with it if Jack fucks my ass? What if he starts coming over whenever he wants and I fuck his brains out every time? Would you want me to start going over to his house? Maybe if you listen closely you can hear me screaming his name and calling him daddy as he makes me come? Do you want to look outside the sliding door to our backyard and see us fucking by the pool? How would you feel if one day you come home and hear us fucking? How close do you want to be while you watch his big cock fuck my tight, wet pussy?
She asked all those questions in a rapid-fire manner. I didn't even have time to think before the next question came out her lips.
When are we ever going to move past this? Start a family? Have kids? Are you worried that people will find out? What if someone sees me with Jack?
Amber was getting a little heated. She had thought about this. I didn't want to make her feel captive to my fantasy. Her last questions really left me tongue-tied. I didn't even know how to answer, but they were all serious questions that I needed to think about.
Okay. I get the point you're making. There's so much we have to think about. We've done so much already, maybe we should take a step back and think about everything.
I sat there seriously contemplating our future and how we should proceed.
Honey, look at me.
Amber said with a gentle face, turning my face with her soft hands to look into her eyes.
The reason I'm saying all these things is because I don't want this fantasy to take control of our lives. Just because I stop hooking up with Jack doesn't mean we have to stop this fantasy completely. We can still roleplay and have loads of kinky stuff to talk about. What do you think? You've always been the more clear-headed one.
I said, giving her a light smile, before leaning in and giving her a deep kiss. Amber stood off the couch and grabbed my hand.
Come on, let's go to bed. I want to try some things tonight.
With a naughty smile, she led me up to our room. As soon as we got in the room, Amber pushed me down on the bed and got on top of me. Within moments we were taking our clothes off while laughing, kissing each other's bodies. I felt the weight of Amber's body on my hips. I could feel her heat from her legs as she straddled me. I looked up at my beautiful wife and her deep blue eyes with her long golden hair. Her eyelids were heavy with lust. Just behind them were her dilated pupils. My breaths were shorter and more rapid as I anticipated what we were about to do. She could feel my pulse through the backs of her warm thighs. She could tell I was excited just from my face, but she had one other big clue. Amber reached her warm hand behind her ass and placed it underneath my hard cock. She pinned it against her ass and gave it a long stroke, all the way up to the head. She felt the heat of my cock against the skin of her supple, smooth ass. Her brilliant white teeth flashed in a smile as they softly pinched her full bottom lip. Amber's body twisted away from me as she looked behind her. Her hair fell over her right shoulder as she gripped the base of my hard cock with her left hand. She squeezed it firmly, tightly so that it would be held in place. It was unnecessary with how turned on I was, but her grip ensured every drop of blood in my turgid member was straining against the walls with as much pressure as possible. I could not be any harder. She could feel it. Amber was teasing me in a way I had never seen her do. She brought her fit, curvy body down onto my cock and grinded the walls of her wet, juicy pussy against my cock head. I could feel her warm wetness on my cock. We were in position. My slightly upward-turned cock head was in the perfect position to rub a spot she wanted to focus on. Her moaning grew more intense as she grew closer to orgasm.
"Right there! Right there!" she gasped. "Oh my fucking god!"
I reached up with my hands to fondle her tits. I held them in my big hands and rolled her pierced nipples between my fingers. They were so tempting, I had to have them. I sat partially upright, posting one arm on the bed and brought my mouth to her right nipple. My wife's hair fell over my face and I breathed in its aroma of blossoms and coconut. My free hand traveled to her thin waist and moved down to her wide hips. Amber felt my hot mouth suckling on her hardened nipple. Small shocks of electricity traveled up her spine as she felt my tongue occasionally flick her light brown nipple. The way I suckled her nipple perfectly complemented the way her tight pussy was suckling my dick. We were both in ecstasy. Amber's tight walls around my cock head were starting to become too much for me. The intensity of her riding made my cock tingle with a sensation that was almost overwhelming. Amber stayed focused with her right hand planted on the bed and her left gripping my cock. My head was buried in her chest with my hand gripping her incredible ass. I knew she looked sexy as hell with the light dancing off her toned body. But seeing this was not the same as living it. It is impossible to do justice with words or sights or sounds. It had to be experienced in the present to fully and truly appreciate. MMF. I moaned with her nipple in my mouth. My gorgeous wife was smothering me, suffocating me, and grinding me to dust with her body. I was breathing in the flesh of her tit with my nose and mouth pressed up against her soft body. My nose struggled to pull any air in at all. I was being crushed by her ass and thighs. Her pussy walls were wiping my mind with their tight wetness and her perfectly calibrated riding. I was being lulled to another world by her breathing and moaning. MMFF. I cried again, surprised at myself. I snapped into consciousness already too late to realize that I was about to come. There was nothing I could do.
Oh. Shit.
I hissed, pulling my mouth from her hot body.
I'm fucking coming. Shit.
I tightened my grip on Amber's ass and pulled at her, trying with my strength to stop her from riding. My cock was being overloaded with sensation, and my brain burned with each stroke of her pussy. My wife didn't stop. She kept her firm grip on my cock to the point that cum could not escape. I fell back into the bed and watched her continue to fuck my cock. I was helpless against her body claiming my cock for her own. I could only hold onto her ass with both hands and grit my teeth. I could feel her gluteal muscles contracting under my fingers, not stopping her ride.
Fuck! Bill! She cried into the night. I'm gonna fucking come! She announced. Fucking come, baby!
I urged her, partly in desperation to make this whirlwind stop. Partly to give my wife what she needed.
Oh. Fuck.
Yes.
My gorgeous wife's eyes were tightly shut. Her brows strained in emotion and her beautiful mouth hung open.
Oh.
She howled into the bedroom wall as she came. Finally, she stopped moving as she too was overwhelmed with sensitivity to touch. The reprieve was what I needed to recover enough to drink in the sight of my wife's beauty. Her face was flushed with blood and partially obscured by her thick, golden hair. Her model-esque chin and jawline complemented her neck and her toned arms, perky, full tits that heaved with breaths. Her flat stomach moved with her breathing and my eyes followed the contours of it down to her wide hips. The crease between her hips and thighs played out in such a way that even facing her from the front, I could see she had an incredible ass. But I didn't have to just see it. My big hands continued to hold her supple ass. There was nothing like feeling the softness of her skin and fat in my hands with the contractions of her strong muscles under them. Slowly, Amber came down. Her left hand softened before finally letting go. I was still inside her, as she slid down the rest of the way down to the base of my cock. She relaxed her posted right arm and rested herself on my chest. We both heaved to draw in more air. I brought my hands up to cup her face and brought her in for a kiss. We made out passionately. I relished the feeling of her full lips moving against mine. I tasted her hot breath and licked her teeth with my tongue. Our passionate kissing continued as our bodies calmed. The cum that had been backed up behind the pressure of my wife's grip oozed out in waves into her warm canal, even as my cock softened inside her. She moved to the side of my face and nibbled my earlobes before moving her lips down my neck.
Oh my god, what was that? We've never done that before.
I said with my eyes closed, feeling her move her lips around my body.
Hee hee.
Amber giggled, almost as if she were keeping a secret.
I found a new spot inside me that I rubbed your cock on. It feels amazing, honey.
I felt her rise to a kneeling position on top of me. She giggled again before finishing her thought.
Hee hee, well, I guess Jack found it.
She whispered quietly. My eyes snapped open. A small spurt of cum jumped out of my soft, heavy cock into my wife. I brought my gaze down slightly to lock eyes with my stunning wife. Her blue eyes glowed with intensity. Both of her hands were posted on my chest, which brought her arms and tits together, gathering her perky cleavage. Amber looked down on my face, wearing nothing but a naughty smirk. Soon darkness descended and the late night took us in, fully satisfied. We both felt in complete bliss while we laid in each other's embrace. Friday, the day before the weekend, was always the longest of the week.
Looking forward to the weekend always made the workday drag on. After the week Amber and I had, we just needed a relaxing weekend. I was also excited to try something new with Amber that I'd been thinking about. The roleplay we've had recently drove me crazy with lust. Every Friday night we always had a date night. It wasn't until right before bed that I brought up my new idea. You know what I thought was really exciting about the way you talked to him? I asked Amber as we were chatting in the bathroom getting ready for bed. I was shaving, something I like to do at night so I can run out the door quicker in the mornings.
Oh yeah? What did you think was exciting, baby?
Asked Amber, speaking loudly over the sound of the falling water as she showered.
I know you said it was just an act, and I understand that, but it turned me on to hear you talk down on me a little. You were saying things like Jack was better than me. Bigger than me. He owned you.
Yeah, that seems like it's a common theme in the cheating wife fantasy, Amber remarked.
And you're into that?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Would you like to try it tonight? I asked.
Wait. Hold on. Why do you like it?
Amber asked. I looked into the steamy mirror reflection to see her lathering up her hair, multitasking.
I like the idea of my beautiful wife submitting to someone who should be, I don't know, below us, I guess. Not on our level.
It's a contrasting thing and maybe I want to feel like I've lost control.
I really don't know.
Maybe that's why we should try it.
Okay, Amber said with hesitation.
I guess I could try, she said. I could tell she didn't want to hurt me, but after everything that we had been going through this week, we were more open than ever.
What do you want me to say?
She asked. You were coming up with some pretty hot spontaneous things the other day, I said. Maybe just improvise and say some of that stuff again?
Okay, honey. I'll think of something, Amber said.
I could practically taste the lust in her voice. Looks like our discussion was turning her on too. She was pretty quiet after that. I could tell she was thinking, but I was done with the bathroom so I left to head to bed. I sat on the edge of the bed waiting for Amber to join me. Fortunately, I didn't have to wait long.
Lay on your back, Amber said to me.
She kneeled on the bed between my legs, massaging my cock as it started to fill with blood. Was she going to give me a blowjob again? My mind started to race at the thought. This would be the first blowjob I received since the night she was with Jack.
Jack is bigger than this, she said, looking me in the eye, reading my expression.
Amber just held my cock against her face. She just gave it kisses and light licks all along my shaft and tip. She did not suck it. The teasing was already driving me insane.
You know, I'm starting to miss that big cock asshole.
Her lips smacked the side of my cock head loudly.
I already miss the feeling when Jack fucks my throat.
She started pouring it on.
Should I keep going?
Amber asked, breaking character for a second.
Keep going. Give it all to me. I want to hear it, baby.
I barely croaked. She decided to give me the taboo candy I wanted to hear.
You really messed up, Bill. You should never have pushed that dumb fantasy of yours. Now I crave his cock. I need it. I need my daddy Jack to treat me like the slut I am.
Amber decided to stop holding back. Jack got off on her saying it, and I was even more into it.
Jack fucked me in this bed, right here. He made me come for him, over and over.
I suddenly became aware of the bed that my back was sinking into. I could easily imagine the way it rocked with Jack and my wife in it, fucking each other senseless. I knew the sound of the headboard banging against the wall. For the first time last Sunday, my wife was making that same drumbeat with Jack, our old neighbor.
I love you, Bill, but you lost me to Jack that night. Every time he made me come, he made me his.
Again and again.
There's nothing you can do about it, sweetie. You shouldn't have thought with your dick with that fantasy of yours. Now Jack is my daddy. I belong to him.
Amber's stomach fluttered hearing those words come out of her mouth. She felt her pussy drip remembering the things she felt with Jack.
You made this happen, honey. Are you happy?
She asked innocently.
Now your pretty little wife is addicted to our neighbor's cock.
Amber stroked me with a firm grip at my midshaft, just the way I like it. She licked my hard cock up and down. She dragged her tongue across the underside of my cock and rose up as if to take my cock into her mouth, but she lightly licked the tip of my dick instead. She laughed lightly at my pre-cum.
You know, she started. I really do like sucking cock. I would love to suck yours right here, right now, baby. My mouth is watering for it.
She swallowed as she finished her sentence. She wasn't embellishing at all.
But I think you would like it more if I saved my mouth for Jack.
She stroked my rigid cock with two hands, twisting as she reached the end of the sensitive tip.
I might just go over there after you fall asleep and have him fuck my tight pussy all night. Would you like that, dear?
Up until now, I was just letting her speak to me as I marinated in her words. I took her last question to be rhetorical.
Hmm?
She pressed, as if asking for a response to her last question.
Would you like it if I fucked him again?
Fuck, baby.
Turn around. Put your butt right here, I said, indicating a spot next to me on the bed.
I wanted to play with her pussy while she continued to tease me. She moved into position, then picked up her phone and pretended to dial Jack.
Hello?
She asked while pouting.
It's your little slut. I miss you, Daddy. Oh, Bill? He's here. You were right, he couldn't satisfy me. Not like you do.
Hmm?
What am I doing? Well, I'm teasing my husband. He wants me to give him a blowjob so badly, but all I'm doing is giving him some kisses.
That's right, Daddy, no one is as big as you. It's true, you do know how to use it, too. Can I come over tonight after I finish making Bill come?
Will you give me the kind of dick you know I need?
What's that? You want to come over and fuck me in the bed I share with my husband? You want to make him watch us fuck?
Oh, I think he would like that.
Are you going to show him how a real man is supposed to please me?
I played with my wife's pussy as she pretend dialed our neighbor. She was soaking wet. Her naked pussy was covered in a thin sheen of her silky nectar. I played with her clit while she giggled on the phone.
Yes, I would like that. Amber said. Her voice was seductive, deeper, and slightly raspier. It turned me on so much to hear her speak this way. I dove my long fingers inside of her, feeling her warm slickness. With my thumb, I gently played with her clit and massaged her labia. The sounds of my wet fingers plunging in and out of her slowly and steadily excited us both. My view was incredible. I rarely got a chance to watch my wife from behind on all fours. Not only did I get to see her naked skin glowing in the bedroom light, but I also was treated to views of her beautiful face occasionally looking back at me. When she turned her head to focus on my cock, I stared at her pink, wet pussy. I looked deep at her tight, puckered asshole. I fucking loved it.
What am I going to do to you?
What do you want, daddy?
Okay, I'll give you a real blowjob first. Then I want to ride your big cock. Will you fuck me from behind after that?
Okay, daddy. Please hurry. I'm so wet just thinking about it.
We'll see you soon.
Throwing her phone away, she turned to flash me a bright, naughty smile. Amber's had become incredibly lubricated. My wife was practically oozing into my hand. I gently stroked her clit and stuck my fingers inside of her. Her warm, wet insides felt incredible on my fingers. I had never seen this amount of juice flowing out of her. There was no doubt that she was turned on.
Bill, that feels so good.
Amber moaned, throwing her blonde hair back as she jerked my hard cock.
Come on, baby, isn't that enough?
She asked, breaking character.
I need your dick. She said. Please. You got to tease me, now I get to tease you.
I said, hardly able to think. She shot me a dangerously playful look.
Just so you know, I don't think you should come inside me anymore. Even though I love when you do. It's rude to come in my pussy when it belongs to our neighbor now.
I moaned as my cock twitched in her hands. She was back to teasing me relentlessly.
Do you think you can go back to sleep in the guest room tonight? Jack is coming over tonight, and we need the bed. I'm going to let him fuck me however he wants. I'm going to let him do whatever he wants with my body.
Amber whispered, as if sharing a secret with me from down below. My face had nothing but pure lust and jealousy. I looked at her with heavily lidded, lust-clouded eyes. Amber couldn't take it. She absolutely loved when she made me give her this look. It showed so many emotions that drove her crazy. She really loved me, which still always surprised me.
Oh God, Bill. Please keep looking at me like that. Don't stop. Please.
Amber lunged forward across my lap and was stroking my cock furiously like it was the end of the world while licking it all over. My fingers were moving in and out of her at a rapid pace. I could feel her clenching me. I hear her breathing faster. I felt her strokes on my cock become more distracted and chaotic as I brought her closer to her own orgasm. After all her teasing, I couldn't take it and finally came right on Amber's face for the very first time. Amber was so turned on finally being able to get covered by my cum for the first time. As it slid down her face, she had her own orgasm feeling my fingers flying in and out of her while feeling my hot cum drip down her face. It was amazing to watch her come from getting covered by my cum and fingers. We were both spent from such a wild session. Amber cleaned herself off in the bathroom, then came back to join me. We cuddled and were soon drifting off to sleep. Saturday after last night, Amber and I enjoyed our weekend off. We did some chores around the house and ran around town. After we were done, we went to the gym. We both enjoyed going to the gym. It always relieved our tension from our long work week. We both got an amazing workout in, and like usual the guys at the gym were constantly checking Amber out. As we were driving home, I constantly teased her about the men checking her out, which she dismissed with a wave of her hand.
Seeing those guys who couldn't keep their eyes off you reminded me of a certain someone, I said with a laugh. Don't think I don't know what asshole you're talking about.
Amber rolled her eyes and crossed her arms, which did nothing but accent her full breasts.
Asshole?
I looked at her, raising my eyebrow, still giving her that sly smile. As if I didn't know what she was talking about.
Jack is definitely an asshole.
Amber said after taking a deep breath, like she was about to go off.
He's disrespectful. The way he's always talked to me has been abrasive, rude, and objectifying. His gross, leering comments about my appearance have never been welcome. I get that the fantasy relies on him being mean, but I'm just pointing out what he is in reality. He has issues with boundaries. You know how he kept trying to fuck me. He always kept pushing until he finally got it. Yeah, he definitely crossed some lines when he spiked my drink, I said nonchalantly.
He did what? Amber yelled in surprise. Her outburst practically shook the whole car. I almost veered off the road.
Whoa.
Yeah, I am pretty sure Jack slipped something in my drink. That's why I was so knocked out.
You didn't know?
I guess I didn't really think about it. Amber had a painful expression of guilt on her face as her eyebrows were furrowed up in concern. We both knew her guilt stemmed from how excited she was to fuck Jack that night. She was truly drunk with lust.
I guess it makes sense. I'm so sorry, Bill. If I had known, I would have kicked him out and taken you to the hospital. Do you know what he gave you?
Honey, it's okay, I am fine.
Nothing happened.
I'm glad you didn't take me to the hospital. They would have charged us an arm and a leg, even if you work there.
It's not okay, Bill. Who knows what kind of shit he gave you? You could have overdosed.
Tears began to well up in her eyes as she imagined harm coming to me. She immediately thought about the worst possibilities that, depending on what the drug was, I could have stopped breathing in my sleep. I could have vomited and choked to death on my own puke. If that had happened at any time that night, she would have never known. What's more, she would be busy fucking our neighbor and coming on his dick just down the hall, begging him for more. It was a dark thought that scared her. It's not like I've never taken painkillers or sleeping pills before. I don't think it was anything dangerous. You know how I need to get sleep sometimes after getting jet-lagged. I had a good sleep, anyway. I hoped my lighthearted joking would help diffuse the situation. Amber's gaze narrowed into a glare. Who knows what the hell he gave you? I get why you are mad. A lot of things could have gone wrong. He was wrong to have done that. But overall, I have mixed feelings about what happened that night. I don't think we would be where we are now had he not done that. Oh, so just because you got to live out the fantasy, it's okay. You got to come from it, and it's fine that he just slipped something in your drink. Come on, Bill. Sure, it was a wild night and I had fun too, but quit thinking with your dick for 1 second. Babe, I'm just saying I am fine with it. I get there's this aspect that he tricked us or something, but I am okay with the way things turned out. I am glad you enjoyed yourself and I am happy about where these events have brought our relationship. I don't fear Jack or think he's going to do anything crazy. I'm starting to believe him that maybe he always knew what we needed but we were too scared to take that step. That seemed to soften her up a little. She sighed. Maybe you can be fine with it, but this is totally why we can't trust the guy. He's a fucking scumbag. We should stay far away from him. If you think that is the best plan of action, I am behind you 100%. I said. But be honest with me, baby. Isn't it kind of hot that scumbag fucked you better than anyone ever has? I know it's wrong, but seeing you with him that night was one of the hottest experiences I've ever had. I know it's not something we can do all the time. So if you want to stop and never talk to Jack again, I'm completely in support of you. This adventure is something that I think we will enjoy talking about for the rest of our lives. Amber tried to look into my eyes for what seemed like forever, but I was focused on the road. Her face was flushed red. Would you be okay if we stopped this fantasy with Jack? Of course. I want you to be happy. You've already made me happier than I could have ever imagined in just the last few days. I know this fantasy is our little adventure, but we can turn the chapter, no problem. I answered her truthfully. You know I want to make you happy too, Bill. I guess the real question is, would you be okay with it too? I know this fantasy is something you're enjoying too. I asked. Amber looked almost surprised I asked her, as though she hadn't considered the question. I didn't think about that. I just wanted to make sure you enjoyed it. The only way I enjoy it is when you enjoy it. I insisted. Bill, I love you so much. Amber whispered. She continued. Okay, yes, I enjoyed it. He gave my body sexual experiences I've never had. Even now, it's been days after and sometimes when I think about it, I still feel like my body is floating from all the orgasms he gave me. But that's nothing if it's going to hurt what we have. Nothing will ever hurt what we have. It's me and you forever. I reached over and grabbed her hand. She squeezed it tightly. She felt like the luckiest woman in the world in my arms. She just knew that this adventure with Jack must stop. After we got home and had dinner, me and Amber watched a movie. We enjoyed each other's presence for a while, before we started rubbing each other's bodies more and more. We gave each other a knowing smile. She stood up and turned off the movie before grabbing my hand, leading me upstairs. It wasn't long before me and Amber looked into each other's eyes as we made love in missionary. Amber's soft, loving eyes met mine as we both gasped and moaned our way to an orgasm. Oh my God! I'm coming. I love you. Amber cried as she came. I was not far behind her. With our passionate lovemaking, watching her come excited me. Within a few strokes, I was coming too. Amber. I love you too. I moaned as I blasted my load as deep as I could get it. Holy shit, that was amazing. I said as I tried to catch my breath. Are you convinced yet? Amber said after we both came down. We don't need Jack to have mind-blowing sex. I know, you don't need to remind me. I laughed in agreement. We both laid on our backs, catching our breath. I have half a mind to go over there and tell him it's over. I think I'm pretty upset about the whole drugging situation. What do you think? Should we go over there someday and give him a piece of our minds? Amber asked. I understand you're upset and it's okay. Still, I don't think that's a good idea. I think we should just stay clear of him and he will get the picture. Otherwise, who knows what will happen? I don't think he's dumb enough to create a scene, but you never know. Especially when it involves such a hot woman like yourself. Ever since you told me about that drug thing, I haven't even wanted to think about him. I don't know if I can play along with all the talking we've done about him and what happened that night without feeling sour about it. It really tainted my view of that night. She replied. You have every right to feel that way. I reassured her. Maybe we can talk to him. Get it out in the open. It's a fucked up thing he did for sure, but I'm just happy it turned out okay. We can look back on this in time and laugh at what a wild ride it has been. But let's hold off on talking to him for now. I worked hard to be a good partner on my response, trying to validate my wife. I was secretly a little disappointed that she had just told me she wasn't into even talking about what had happened now, after an entire week of incredible sex and new experiences for both of us. I didn't want it to end, but it wasn't just about what I wanted. I guess.
Amber pouted, getting up to go clean herself off in the bathroom.
I guess he'll be sad when you don't show up tomorrow, I mumbled, watching her walk away. As my breathing became slower and deeper, the satisfaction of coming had relieved my body of all tension, and the bed was pulling me into sleep.
When she got back, I was already underneath the covers and breathing deeply, fast asleep. Amber started to say something softly. But it was no use, I could not be stirred. Amber climbed into bed and turned out the light. Sunday, Amber sat at the kitchen island munching away at her lunch while aimlessly browsing through an old medical journal from the hospital. She sat with her legs crossed on the stool. She was wrapped in blue leggings from the waist down. The color and fabric looked soft and smooth. Her thighs and ass popped on her cross leg. She wore an oversized fleece and looked totally comfortable. I was slightly torn between wanting to touch her and wanting to just admire her beauty.
Want to go to the gym after you eat?
I asked my wife. We both liked to fuel up before hitting the gym. We hated going to the gym and performing like shit because our tanks were empty. I had already eaten and was coming down dressed ready for the gym.
I went yesterday, so I am just going to rest today, she replied, stretching her sore back and shoulders thinking about it.
She eyed my well-developed quadriceps from under my gym shorts. She loved seeing me in them, which is why she bought me 5 pairs.
All right then, I'm going to head over there now. I'll grab some groceries and some stuff from the hardware store on our shopping list on my way back, I said, approaching her for a kiss.
We pecked politely with a light smacking of our lips. But I wanted more. I hovered my lips in front of her face.
More, I said.
Amber smiled and gave me another peck, this time with more lip.
More, I repeated firmly.
Amber grabbed my face and kissed me firmly, pressing her whole face into mine. We smacked our lips several times with almost cartoonish kisses. I backed away without ever taking my eyes off her. I looked down at her and chuckled playfully.
More, I said again.
Amber laughed and stood up from the stool. She reached up around my neck and got on her tiptoes. I could feel the textured fluff of her fleece around my neck as she pulled me down. Her ass and bare midriff were exposed as she reached up, tempting me. We closed our eyes and kissed deeply. We stayed in position as we began to kiss slowly. Her full lips massaged mine. I could taste her delicious, savory lunch on her breath. My hands were wrapped around Amber's back in a hug. As we continued to make out, I ran my hands down to her waist, then hips. I felt the suppleness of her legging fabric and wrapped my big hands around her ass. I gripped her ass low and close to the back of her thigh, pulling her up towards me.
Mmm.
Amber hummed into my mouth. I could feel her lips smile against mine. I broke the kiss and grinned like an idiot at my beautiful wife. You better get the hell out of here if you're going to make it to the gym. Otherwise you're going to have to finish what you started, Amber said in a sultry tone, leveling her hungry eyes at me.
Ha ha. There will be plenty of time for that when I get home, I laughed.
Amber spanked my ass as I turned to leave. We both laughed again. Amber listened to the garage open as my car backed out. She sat trying to return to her meal and book, but something was different about her focus now. Our little exchange did turn her on, but as she sat marinating in the feelings of my hand gripping her ass, she thought back to last week when she stood so close to where she was sitting now, but naked, making out with our neighbor after he had fucked her so well all night and all morning. Jack had gripped her ass much like I had just done. Amber's skin, fat, muscle, and nerves all remembered the way hands felt amazing on her regardless of who had done it. She looked at the floor by the counter where she dropped to her knees and took Jack down her throat. She imagined the way his cock slid against her tongue and how she eagerly gripped it with her full lips and wet throat. She thought of the sensation of Jack's hot cum blasting down her esophagus as she sat now swallowing her lunch, distracted by the memories and sensations returning. With the revelations of what Jack had done to me, Amber's memories of fun and pleasure were now knotted up with feelings of anger. Rage. Most of all, she was angry at Jack for endangering my health. Her anger grew when she thought of the ways Jack's scheming had contextualized her fucking him. Every time she called him daddy, every time she came, everything she did for him to bring them both pleasure was tainted with feelings of Jack's treachery. Through his persistence, recklessness, and extreme luck, everything had fallen into place for Jack, including Amber's sexual submission, desire, and undivided attention that night. To Amber, it was just sex. It was a fun culmination of our fantasy that she had played into and enjoyed with my encouragement. It was just going to be a footnote in what was going to be a giant tome of our love life together. Imagining Jack's dirty scheming tarnished that. Amber felt she had been confronted with a loss of a sense of control. Amber was livid at this. Had she known Jack stooped to drugging me to eliminate me from the picture, she would never have succumbed. To be honest, she and I had always considered Jack to be sort of a loser. The thought of Jack using cheap and dangerous gimmicks to give himself the upper hand made Amber feel like Jack was treating our lives like a fucking game. Her anger grew at the thought of Jack gloating to anyone including himself about the night he was victorious and lied, cheated, and stole his way into her body and mind, as well as our home. We had brought Jack into our fantasy and gave him a wide berth to act in his shitty, assholish ways. Amber had tolerated this for the sake of our fantasy. Over the months, we came to expect his behavior and trusted him to abide by the boundaries. Jack had violated these boundaries. Amber felt like a fool for being so horny that she didn't think about much else besides fucking that night. But ultimately, it wasn't the sex that was the problem, as Amber felt that was a shared decision between her and I. It was the dangerous and lying schemes to get one up on us. It was the fact that it worked,
and because of it, she had to grapple with the best sex of her life being mixed up with these feelings of violated trust. Amber chewed these thoughts and emotions over in her head. Her anger grew and grew. She muttered to herself, going over the arguments again and again, strengthening them along with her resolve to say something about it.
"My door will be open next Sunday,"
she heard Jack's last words in her head. He was confident she was going to want him again. After a night and morning like they had, anyone would think the same. At that time, maybe Amber thought so, too. She recalled reading the name Brady across his back when she last saw him turn around, walking out of her home. Amber remembered the warm afterglow of post-orgasm when she stood there watching him leave last Sunday. She promised me the night before that we would just stay clear from him, and he would get that the fantasy was over. There was no reason to blow this up because the repercussions could be worse than the solution. But her anger won out. Continuing on with the fantasy may have been a thing in the past for us at that point, but she needed closure. She needed to know that Jack knew why he would never get to touch her again. She wanted to release her pent-up frustration and give him a piece of her mind. Not long after, she marched out her door, full of determination. Jack was sitting lazily on his couch. His classic white t-shirt and black shorts. He has checked the time multiple times, already wondering if his sexy neighbor was ever going to come over. He really hoped she did. He didn't want to resort to other means to get what he wanted. It was at that exact moment that he heard a knock on his front door. Finally, he thought with an evil smile. He slowly pulled himself off the couch and made his way to the door. What position should I take her first? Should I make her give me a blowjob first, then carry her upstairs? Maybe just take her right there in the living room? Better yet, push her against the window facing her house. Make her belittle her husband once again, while she is facing their own home. All these thoughts came rushing in. All Jack knew was this was going to be fun. He opened the door with a smile.
"Hey, how's my favorite neighbor?"
Slap. What greeted him was his sexy neighbor, and a huge slap across the face.
"What hell is wrong with you, woman?"
Jack grabbed his cheek and stumbled backwards into his home. Amber forced her way in and slammed the door behind her.
"You deserve a lot more than that, you asshole!"
She berated him, pointing a finger in his face.
"What did I do?"
Jack asked with pure confusion on his face while still rubbing his cheek. Amber had one hell of a hand.
"You're still going to act dumb? I know you slipped something into Bill's drink so he would pass out all night. How could you do something so dangerous? What if something happened to him?"
Realization flashed across Jack's face. Looks like his plan from that night was all out in the open.
"Yeah, sorry about that,"
he chuckled. Amber's face couldn't have been more furious.
"You're sorry about that? God, I can't believe you sometimes. You just put my husband at risk so you could get what you want."
"Put your husband at risk? I think you're overreacting. It was just crushed up Ambien. The only thing he was at risk of was getting some extra sleep." The confirmation that it was in fact just Ambien calmed Amber's anger a little, but only a little.
"The point is, we decided to bring you into this fantasy, and you betrayed our trust. I'm just here to tell you that this adventure is over. We are going to go back to being just neighbors, and hopefully that will be the bare minimum. It's hard to even look at you. If it wasn't for Bill convincing me to make his fantasy come true, you would have never had a chance to even touch me."
Amber turned around furiously and made her way to the door.
Jack let my wife's words churn in his mind.
Flashes of last week came to him.
"Does your husband make you feel like this?"
He sat with his torso propped up on pillows in her marital bed with his hands behind his head. She kneeled between her legs and supported herself on her elbows before him.
"No. He doesn't,"
Amber had said as her beautiful, deep blue eyes stared deeply into his. She held a sly smile on her face as she said it, and in the next second, dragged the entire flat surface of her tongue across the complete length of his cock. He recalled the feel of her smooth tongue sliding across the underside of his cock. He vividly recalled her beautiful face meeting his thick, heavy cock.
God. Yes.
He heard her cries echo in his head.
"Come fuck your pussy, daddy,"
he had heard her say, wiggling her ass in the air.
"Okay, but just one more time. But then you need to go home,"
she had said to him with a mischievous, knowing smile. He heard her breathe heavily over the roar of the shower. He remembered the way she backed up into him as he fucked her in her shower. He remembered the way her slick pussy swallowed him, again and again and again. She had kissed him, bathed him, sucked him, and fucked him with intimacy. He looked at my wife walking away from him, and he remembered looking down at her as she pumped his cock with two hands, kneeling on her kitchen floor, nearly 10 hours after she had told him just one more time. She had said to him,
"Goddamn, Jack. You can really fuck. Oh fuck. Jack. Yes."
Amber's arms grabbed at the air for balance before finding their way to cup her tits in ecstasy while she rode him.
"Daddy. I'm fucking coming."
Amber's screams surfaced in a quick flurry in Jack's mind. He remembered her genuine laughter. Her moaning. He remembered the way she seamlessly flowed between positions, and how she kept bringing them water during their breaks to maintain what melded into a fuckfest of a night with the young wife coming again and again. There was no lying with her lips after the way she massaged his mouth and tongue with hers. There was no faking the way she relished his dick in her mouth. No way to fake the quivers of her legs and the spasms of her body that his thick cock had released inside her with the caressing of his hard cock against her dripping walls. He recalled the incredible way she looked as she teased him in her lingerie, blind with horniness, as she aimed his cock at her red, soaking pussy.
"It feels good,"
he remembered she had said, her face flushed and visibly drunk with lust. He could still hear the wet noises their bodies made as Amber drew his engorged, purple cock in circles across her soaked labia. All of this had flashed before Jack's mind. He smiled arrogantly.
If that was all an act, you need to quit your day job right now and go pro.
This stopped Amber in her tracks. She turned to face him once again.
What do you mean by that?
Amber glared at him.
It's fucking bullshit that was all an act.
Jack laughed confidently.
I never said I didn't enjoy it. I said I leaned into it deliberately, to make the fantasy naughtier.
Why?
To make it better, she retorted quickly. For you or for me?
Jack shot back instantly. Amber was taken aback and inhaled a sharp and shallow breath as the truth the question exposed sat with her in her chest. She was silent for a moment too long. Jack laughed again.
For all of us. Including, and importantly, my husband.
My husband, who you drugged so you could have your way with me, Amber said firmly after he had stopped cackling.
Have my way with you? From what I remember, you had your way over and over.
You couldn't stop having your way.
Let's stop playing these games, Jack.
Okay, let's stop playing games. You're mad about the drugs.
I get it.
You want to end our arrangement.
I got it.
You deserve a lot more than just never seeing us again for that. Jack laughed.
What do you mean?
His laughter pissed Amber off. She wanted to go for the kill. Spiking drinks with a controlled substance is a felony crime.
Did you know that, dumbass?
Regardless of what kind of pill it was, it still could have been dangerous. You should be behind bars for that shit you pulled. You deserve to never be able to touch a woman again. You're just a manipulative asshole who has a big cock, and let me tell you that's all you have going for you. My husband is a better man than you in every way possible.
Oh, really?
That's not what I remember you saying. At least I have all those sexy pictures of you that you sent me. Jack laughed. Amber was surprised. She had forgotten about them.
Fuck.
I'm going to need those, she thought quickly.
Honestly, I don't care for them.
I can delete all of them right now, but there's one video I definitely don't want to part with. This took Amber back. She was surprised that he would part with them so easily. Unfortunately, the second half of his sentence made her squint her eyes at him. All the videos they took were on her phone. What could he be talking about?
Video? What video are you talking about?
She asked with a nervous voice. Jack laughed and turned around, walking to his living room to retrieve his phone. Amber followed him and stood at the entrance of the room. A bad feeling was rising in her stomach. This may not have been a good idea, as she thought. Maybe she should have stayed away like Bill suggested. Jack grabbed his phone, fumbling through it as he made his way back to Amber. He found the video and turned the phone to face Amber, pressing play. Amber watched the video in Jack's hand, quietly stunned. Plat, 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 plat. The tinny sounds rang out from his phone as Amber watched a woman's ass bounce gloriously against Jack's thighs in his point of view. A thick cock took long, slow, steady strokes in and out of a red, shimmering wet pussy. It looked tight around the man's rock-hard organ.
Yes,
cried the beautiful woman in the video. She was on her knees with her ass high in the air. Her arms stretched out in front of her, and her toned back and shoulders were in full view. The video was well framed as her wide hips, ass, back dimples, slim waist, back, and blonde hair were all in frame. The beautiful woman's eyes were closed, and her mouth was agape as half of her face lay flat on the bed. The man in the video continued to fuck her steadily as he reached forward, grabbing a handful of her silky, flowing hair. Without any violent jerking, he applied pressure to her hair, pulling her up until she was on her hands. He didn't skip a beat as the sounds of their bodies fucking maintained a constant tempo. The camera panned from the view of her backside to the large mirror on the wall. There she was in full view. If her phenomenal ass and bedroom decor was unrecognizable, this was the nail in that coffin. Unequivocally, Amber stared at her own face as it was warped in pleasure. Her eyes were still shut in the video as Jack continued to pound her from behind. She also saw Jack's face. He was beet red and sweating profusely as he panted into the camera microphone. His unkempt hair and shitty smile were unmistakable. It was a massive contrast between Amber's gorgeous face and his. Compared to where she was emotionally and mentally when that video was taken and as she stood there speechless and angry, Amber couldn't feel more alien to the person on the screen. She felt as though she was watching someone else as a voyeur would.
You like this?
Jack asked in the video. Amber's eyes were still shut. She was in her own world of sensation as Jack rubbed her insides with his raw cock. She felt the ridge of his cock head drag all the way out, then push all the way in. Her canal stretched around him as he plunged forward. His thick cock disappeared between her thighs and the contours of her beautifully shaped ass. It reappeared as he pulled back, coated in her shimmering juice.
Oh God!
Amber, a smile spread across her face.
Mmm. Yes.
She inhaled sharply as the smile quickly morphed to an open mouth.
Oh face.
Plat, plat, plat.
Oh.
She gasped.
You're going to make me come.
She hummed the last syllable.
You gonna come on by cock?
Jack's voice bellowed, being so much closer to the mic.
Right here in this bed you share with your husband?
Mmm.
Yes. Bill fuck you like this?
No.
Fuck.
She gasped.
You like this dick? Your dick is so good.
She whispered in a hiss.
It's so fucking good.
She brought her right hand up to her breast and pulled at her nipple. Jack kept his slow, long, steady strokes while Amber gasped loudly.
Oh my God!
Fuck.
Oh fuck.
I'm coming. She cried.
Shit. I'm coming.
She slapped the bed with her hand and balled it into a fist. Her left hamstring quivered involuntarily. It made her ass shake.
Jack's cock stayed buried in her pussy, firm and unyielding. As Amber watched the video, she was taken aback watching her jiggly ass cheeks slapping against Jack. She wasn't used to seeing herself like this.
Jack released his grip from her thick, silky, blonde locks. She collapsed chest down onto the bed. Jack tried to hold her hips, but with only one hand on her hip and the other on the phone, Amber slipped from his grasp onto the bed. On the video, you could see her slide off his cock to reveal just how much of it was sheathed inside. His hard, angry-looking cock shimmered with her juice. Amber fell to the bed and her ass shook gently as her hips made contact with our marital bed. Her chest heaved with heavy breaths after being overwhelmed with pleasure.
"Oh my God, how are you making me come so much?"
she asked with her face half muffled by the bed.
"Just say thank you,"
Jack teased from behind the camera. The thick fingers of his hand fell away from the camera and smacked my wife's ass. The way her flesh rebounded revealed the quality of the way she was built. It wasn't all loose skin or fat, nor was it all muscle. She had the perfect balance. He held on, pulling at one of her full-ass cheeks. Her asshole and more of her well-fucked, wet pussy were revealed to the camera.
"Thank you for making me come all night, Jack."
Amber sighed into the bed, with a tone of sincere satisfaction in her voice.
"Good slut. You're welcome."
He maintained his handhold on her ass and kneaded it, maintaining his claim.
"Hee-hee-mm-mm."
Amber cooed cutely. The video ended.
"See?"
Jack sneered.
"We have a good time together. You can never show that to anyone."
Amber would have been pale from her shock if she wasn't beat red from the embarrassment of having just watched herself come all over his cock on camera. A small part of her marveled at how good the video looked. She quickly buried any thoughts of how hot the video was, along with the warm memories of getting fucked as good as she did in the video.
"Maybe I won't, but you just spent 5 minutes chewing me about how you can't trust me,"
he pointed out arrogantly.
"You can keep the $1,000 from the bet, in exchange for the videos and images you have of me,"
Amber offered.
"I don't give a shit about the $1,000. I'm going to hang on to these videos. My friends and folks in the neighborhood aren't going to believe that I was able to fuck a woman as hot as you. Don't you dare show anyone,"
Amber shouted.
"I'll give you these things, in exchange for something."
"What?" Amber glared, crossing her arms. Her face twisted in disgust.
"You know what? Fuck you, asshole."
Amber's glare stabbed at his face.
"Maybe if you weren't such a good actor, I'd have been ready to hit it once and drop you. But the way it turns out, you're the best fucking slut there ever was. I'm going to want more of that."
"Don't tell me it wasn't good for you either."
"I know it was." Under his large, heavy brow, there was a dangerous glint in his beady eyes as he stood his ground against my angry wife.
"I want to hook up with you at least a few more times, but only keeping it between us. I loved the beginning of this fantasy when I thought you were going behind your husband's back. That was fun until I found out Bill was the one pushing for it. I want it to be just you and me next time,"
he said his final terms.
"No way. You can forget it. Keep the videos, I don't give a shit. Spend the rest of your life beating your meat to them. But if this comes back to me or my husband in any way, I'm coming over to make sure you'll never get to touch yourself ever again."
"Oh, threatening assault?
Maybe you're the one who deserves to be put away."
Jack snickered.
"Last chance. Hand over the videos and keep your $1,000 along with the memories."
"No way. I can't believe I ever let you do anything with me, asshole. Don't ever come near me or my husband again." Amber gave him an angry glare and started to leave again.
Right when her hand reached for the doorknob, Jack's voice rang out again.
"Whatever you say. I wonder what your coworkers and the other neighbors will think of our little video."
Amber's face paled.
You wouldn't.
"Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I'll give you the night to think it over. If I don't hear from you by then, maybe you'll see me stop at your job later this week. Introduce myself there, I'm sure your coworkers would love my stories."
Amber gave him the dirtiest look she could muster and stormed out, while Jack stood there with his arms folded across his chest, as if he could see victory in sight. I got home from the gym to find Amber cuddled up on the couch in deep thought. Amber was so into whatever she was thinking about, she didn't even notice me come in.
"Hey, beautiful."
I smiled at her.
"Is something bothering you?"
Amber jumped to see me.
"Oh. It's just you, honey.
Sorry, just some work stuff has my mind wandering." Amber wanted to tell me what happened at Jack's, but she was worried it would make the situation even worse. She had to think of a solution to get out of this mess. Her mind was running frantically. She needed to ask advice from the only person she could think of.
"Stacy. Maybe I'll go on a run. I think the cold air will help clear my head."
Giving me a light kiss on the cheek, before heading upstairs to change.
"Are you sure you're okay?"
I asked with a concerned look on my face as she made her way to the stairs. Amber nodded with a light smile, before going up to their room to change. She put on sleek black thermal yoga pants with a matching long sleeve and black headband. I marveled at how easy it was for her to look so beautiful. She grabbed her headphones, and gave me one last kiss before heading out the door. This wasn't the first time Amber stressed out about work. Working at a hospital, there were bound to be some problems, so I didn't think anything of it. I thought I would take her somewhere nice to eat tonight and help get her mind off of it. After putting away the few groceries I picked up, I took the hardware stuff from the store out of my car and put it in the garage. As I was finishing in the garage, a scene flashed before me. It was one of the earlier videos Amber took with Jack, leading him to our garage before sucking his dick in my own car.
It was yet another privilege he took from me before I could experience it. It made my blood pressure spike thinking about how my wife had snuck our neighbor into the garage while I slept and sucked him off in my car without my knowledge. My cock was already starting to harden thinking about it. Although I knew the fantasy was over, after everything me and Amber discussed, I just couldn't help but still get turned on from the fantasy. So many parts of our house will forever be tainted by our asshole neighbor. I needed to suppress my urges, maybe start reading Literatica stories again. After time, maybe these scenes will stop flashing before me. Amber's runs always took at least 20 to 30 minutes, so I knew I had some time. I quickly made my way to my office. I uploaded a few of Amber's videos on my computer for a rainy day. I guessed this would count as one. As I went through my files, I realized how many videos I actually had of Amber and Jack together. The only downfall was I had no sex videos between the two of them. If I only knew that one sex video I wished I had was the video that Jack was threatening Amber with. I finally found the video I was looking for. It started exactly how I remembered it. Amber was hushing Jack in her skimpy clothing as she led him through our backyard into our garage. It wasn't long before Jack had Amber over the seat and sucking his massive cock. I didn't realize how loud I had the computer, and the sounds of their taboo acts echoed through the house. If only I was smart and used my headphones. A few minutes later, Amber walked home. Her run turned into a walk around the block. She had called Stacy, who gave her much-needed advice. Amber expected to find me when she walked in, but what greeted her was a sound she was all too familiar with. She slowly made her way to the source, and it led her right to my office. She peeked her head in and saw me with my hard cock out, stroking it while engrossed in whatever I was watching. Is he watching porn? Amber thought. Her questions were quickly answered by the video on the speakers. Fuck, your pussy tastes so good. Your husband is so lucky. Can't believe you saved this just for him. We should change that someday. Jack's voice projected from the speakers. Oh my God! I moaned out loud, knowing that day had come and gone. There was a pain in my voice. I wish I had seen it all. I thought briefly to what I had seen when I walked into our bedroom, and when I watched them fuck from the kitchen. Not tonight, and yeah, he is lucky, but what about you? My husband never gets this slutty side of me, Amber said on the video. How far had we come since that video was taken, and how many times? I kept stroking my cock. The blood flow from my workout made my veins pop out in my muscular arms as I gripped my cock. Since your pussy is for your husband, you should save this for your daddy. No. That's so wrong. Stop. No one ever touched me there before. You should let my cock break this big ass open. I deeply moaned at their dialogue into the air, thinking I was alone. Amber was in shock. It wasn't porn. It was an old video of her and Jack. She leaned back into the hallway out of sight. She quietly made her way out of the house and decided to walk around the block again. She didn't want to catch me in the middle of it and make me feel embarrassed. Just the other night, I told her the fantasy was over and we could move on. Maybe Stacy was right. Amber had too much on her mind as she slowly walked down her block. She loved me and she knew deep down that this fantasy wasn't out of my system. That I was just going with what she wanted because I didn't want to push her too far. Now with this video Jack was holding over her, on top of me still watching videos of her and Jack, she knew what she needed to do. As she made her way to the street, anybody that saw Amber would see the determination in her eyes. If my office window was opened, I would have seen the tracks of my wife's footprints in the snow as they marched away from the warmth of our home as I blew my load to the video on my screen. Monday, Amber and I woke up as usual the next day. After she got home last night, we went out and had a romantic dinner. As soon as we got home, we had amazing sex, maybe our most passionate yet. I've never seen Amber so loving and caring. It made me feel guilty watching that video behind her back, but I quickly pushed those thoughts away. My Mondays usually started a little earlier than Amber's. So by the time I was out of the shower and ready for work, Amber was just getting out of bed. Any plans for after work? I asked as Amber stood up stretching her lithe body. No, nothing I can think of. She answered looking at me with a smile. Why don't I grab some wine after work and we watch a movie? Just a nice quiet night in between us. My beautiful wife walked up to me just in her bra and thong. She wrapped her arms around my neck. Nothing would make me happier. I gave her even a bigger smile and leaned in for a kiss. Okay, okay. I gotta head out. You better hurry up or you're going to be late too. Amber nodded lightly and watched me walk out the room. She waited to hear the door close and came down the stairs quietly. Looking out the window, she saw my car backing out the driveway. She took a deep breath and went to grab her phone. She dialed her work and requested a personal day. Thanks to her union, her job had to give it to her graciously. After taking care of work, she went upstairs and took a quick shower. She knew she wasn't going to some high-class place, but she decided that the better she looked, maybe the faster she could get over it. After getting out of the shower, she blow-dried her hair and touched it up a bit with a curling iron, which gave it a straight, wavy look. After she applied light makeup, mostly touching up on her eyes, which just accented how blue they really were. Then she added light red lipstick, giving her lips a pop. Amber stared at herself in the mirror. Her blonde wavy hair, beautiful blue eyes, and full lips made her look more than desirable. Next she went to her closet to find something to wear, knowing that whatever she did wear probably wouldn't last. She picked a thin, white long sleeve that had a deep V-cut. I always loved how this looked on her. The shirt made her boobs look even more perfect than they already were. Also, it fit her so well.
It showed off her fit stomach and how amazing her curves were. She didn't bother wearing a bra, but she put on a matching white thong. Then she found a pair of long white socks that came up to over her knees. All the white on her made her tan skin practically glow. The final thing she put on was a pair of black and white shorts that barely covered her plump ass that she worked so hard to maintain. She grabbed one of Bill's trench coats that went down to cover everything above her knees. After sliding in some flip-flops, she was out the door, heading over to where she knew someone was patiently waiting for her. Jack laid in bed with his hands behind his head, wondering if Amber was going to take the bait or not. Was he really going to go to her job and show all her coworkers that video? Probably not. It was just that his cock throbbed in his shorts every time he thought about that Super Bowl night. He hasn't come once since that morning with Amber. He didn't want to force her to hook up with him again, but he couldn't help it. He felt his blood pumping every time he thought about her smooth, velvet body rubbing on his. The way her magnificent ass slammed against him on every stroke. He couldn't stop thinking of the way her pussy clenched his cock on every orgasm that shook her body. Jack might have believed her when she said she didn't like or care for him. Despite that, he knew for a fact that the sex he gave her was unlike anything she's ever experienced. He didn't want to ruin their marriage, he just wanted to fuck her. If it was once, that was fine with him. If it was more, that was better. If she really pushed back and called his bluff, then that would have been it. He was never going to show that video at her job or other neighbors, probably. After that first night and morning of fucking his hot neighbor, he thought a more shrewd approach would increase the likelihood of having another shot with her. Ultimately, it was an empty threat. He was an impulsive, brash idiot, but even he knew he was not prepared for things to spiral out of control just yet. But like any threat, it depended on the power it wielded over the minds of the threatened. It was at that moment, he heard a knock on his front door. Jack's beady eyes perked up. He climbed out of bed wearing only black shorts. He made his way downstairs as he heard another knock.
"Yeah, yeah?
I'm coming!" he shouted. He opened the door, and the cold air smacked his body. His burly chest and big belly shivered from the cold. Luckily for him, the sight he saw before him made the blood in his body start to boil. Amber stood before him wearing long white socks and a black trench coat. She shyly looked down, knowing what she was here to do. Without missing a beat, she collected herself and looked up into his face. "Can I come in?" she asked in a quiet voice. Though she asked quietly, her confident eye contact never wavered. Jack looked her up and down before nodding his head. He turned his body and let her walk in. As she passed him, he could smell her fragrance. It was sweet like honey.
"So,"
Jack asked with his eyebrows raised, "have you thought about my proposal?" Amber didn't answer. She walked into Jack's house and went straight for the living room. She looked around before slowly turning to face him. Amber stood before him as she pointed at the couch for him to sit. "I am here to accept some of your proposals." Amber's throat felt tight and her stomach churned, but she did not give any of this away to Jack. Upon hearing this, Jack stifled the urge to jump for joy. "First and foremost, I'm doing this only to keep your mouth shut. After we are done with all this, you have to keep your word and give me everything you have of me." Jack nodded for her to continue. "Also, after some revelations yesterday, I decided I still want to tease my husband more with this fantasy."
"Revelations?"
Jack said.
"What do you mean?"
Amber took a deep breath and let it all out in the open. "Yesterday, I caught Bill watching an old video of me and you. I realize how much this fantasy will always turn him on, and I want to please him. He doesn't really know what exactly happened last week after he—" she leveled a glare at him—
"was drugged. I know he wants to watch you and me fucking."
Jack laughed out loud at her remark, thinking to himself, "Of course he does." He otherwise kept quiet, waiting for her to finish. Amber continued, "So I decided if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it my way. So all parties will be pleased. Okay?" Jack nodded, hoping for her to hurry up so they could get on with it. He had already heard most everything he hoped to hear.
"My anniversary with Bill is a little more than 3 months away. I have a project I am working on for him."
Amber's breathing started quickening. Finally, Amber said with determination,
"So the catch is this. I want you to record everything we do on my phone. I'm not going to tell Bill like you asked, but we are going to make a video that I will give to Bill on our anniversary. God, even the thought of what I'm doing is so wrong, but I know it will drive Bill crazy with excitement when he finds out. But once I am done with the project, we're done. You get no say in how long we have our fun. When I say it's over, it's over. We can hook up a few times, and once I think we have enough content, that will be it."
Jack thought he couldn't be more blown away by her foresight, but my naughty wife continued to surprise him. His eyes were wide and he grinned widely. He thanked the heavens that I had such a wild fantasy. It led to this crazy adventure he was about to embark on. Jack started to imagine all the wild things he was going to do with this hot neighbor of his. He wondered if he could hook up with her the whole 3 months.
"Third, if you want to take part in this, you are going to wear a condom. This is punishment for what you did to Bill. If you don't like this, you should have thought before drugging my husband. You're never going to fuck me raw."
She watched Jack's reaction for any sign of discomfort. She wanted to see him suffer even as she offered sex to him to give her some control of this whole situation. And even though she was on the pill, she didn't want any accidents to occur.
"So what do you say?"
Amber said everything she rehearsed in her mind. Jack's eye twitched at the mention of the condom.
"What the fuck?
I already hit it raw, what the fuck is the point of that?" he thought. He knew better, and kept his mouth shut for once. Jack was prepared to go along with it. For now.
"Well, well,
Shocked is an understatement. I want to call you a little slut, but wow, you really do love your husband, don't you? Otherwise, why would you do all this?
Jack said, waving his hand up and down her body in a large gesture. Amber's face was still flushed red for embarrassment after presenting her terms, but she didn't hesitate to nod her head in agreement.
More than you ever would know, she said firmly. Okay, I'm in for your little game. With your so-called acting that's world class, I think we can make a very naughty movie for your husband. Where's your phone?
But now that I think of it, a little problem. I don't have any condoms.
I don't wear that shit. As you know already.
Amber didn't respond except for bringing her hands out of the coat pocket. She pulled out her phone from one pocket and a box of Magnum XL condoms out of another. Jack laughed seeing that she already came prepared. Amber's body language communicated to Jack he was to take them. She handed him her phone and the condoms.
I guess that answers my question.
He smiled with a big grin. Jack looked at the items in his hand, then glanced up at Amber's piercing blue eyes.
How far are you prepared to take this? If your husband isn't here, you might not be as into it. I want what we had last week.
Don't worry.
I'm going to act like the camera is my husband's eyes. You won't be disappointed, I'm sure.
She rolled her eyes, but couldn't help squeeze her legs together knowing what she was about to do. Amber knew she hated this man. He was the opposite of the man she married in almost every way. She couldn't stand him, especially after what he did, but now she was here about to please him. Even with all that, she understood what his big cock did to her. This man she despised so much made her feel so naughty every time she was with him. The contrast of their bodies did nothing but elevate the taboo nature of it all.
Okay, you better not disappoint then. Your hair and makeup looks good. You anticipated being ready to get started already.
Jack sneered. His perception sometimes took Amber off guard.
Yes, we can start today. But I want every video, image, and file you have of me. You don't get to keep anything. Deal?
Amber asked, focused and businesslike.
Hell yeah, let's do this. But before I start recording, I want to see your sincerity.
Jack flashed an evil grin.
I knew you would.
Amber gave him a glare before taking a deep breath. She knew what she had to do. Amber's hands reached to the belt around her coat with the knot on the side. Jack's heart jumped at his excitement to have a striptease reveal. Slowly, Amber took off the trench coat, letting it drop around her shoulders, then to the floor. It fell to the floor with a soft crumple on the carpet. Jack's breathing immediately grew heavy when he laid eyes on Amber. From head to toe, she was oozing sexuality. The way her long sleeve t-shirt gripped her body and accented her perfect breasts and slim waist, flaring out to her wide hips. Her tanned, toned thighs were on display in the window between her shorts and her long socks. Even from the front, he could see how amazing her backside looked. The thing that completed her look were the long white socks that went over her knee, up to her mid-thigh. She looked like a sexy bunny. It was at that moment he licked his lips like a predator looking at his meal.
Is this what you were hoping to see?
She whispered to him, her breath shallow. Though she had disrobed willingly before him, her gaze was slightly defiant, almost angry.
Good start. Keep it up,
Jack said, staring into her eyes. Amber took a deep breath and leaned forward, bending at the hip. Her cleavage gathered in front of Jack due to gravity. She wrapped her arms around his neck while keeping her legs straight, arching her back. Jack was reminded of how limber her body was. They stared into each other's eyes for a moment. His exhaled breath loudly left his mouth and splashed against Amber's face. Jack reached up to grab my wife's waist, feeling her fit body in his hands. She felt warm to his touch. Amber could feel our neighbor's rough hands start to roam over the thin shirt that covered her body. He went high up to her midribs before diving down towards her hips. She felt slightly lightheaded. Jack turned his head and gently reached forward with his lips. Amber obliged, closing her eyes and meeting him with hers. Jack's tongue parted her lips and started exploring her mouth. His hands were at her hips helping her keep balance, but found their way to her soft ass cheeks. Amber couldn't help but whimper in his mouth. She started kissing him back even harder, while their tongues battled back and forth. Surprisingly, Jack was the one who broke off the kiss first. When he looked at her again, her eyes were already covered with a hazy look.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work,
Jack said plainly. Half-heartedly, he also tried to get up off the couch.
Wait, what the hell? Why not?
His words broke her out of her haze and shocked her. She put her hand on his chest to stop him from getting up.
I knew with your husband not here or involved somehow, you would be boring. I just don't feel your sincerity like the other times. I'm sure you could find someone else for your guy's fantasy.
Fuck. This man is just so, ugh. She knew he was bluffing, but the last thing she wanted to do was find someone else, especially after coming this far. She closed her eyes for a moment and took a deep breath. Slowly she opened her eyes, but this time there was something different in them. Jack immediately noticed this small change. Amber's hand was still on his shoulder, and she pushed him to lean back more. Then she climbed on top of him, wrapping her hands around his head.
So you want to see my sincerity?
Amber whispered with her sexiest voice. Jack's smile brightened even more. He had her now. He nodded at her, waiting for her to take the lead. There was no camera, no husband, nothing but just her and him. Amber leaned to his ear.
Did you know that my husband tried spanking me like you do? I told him right away that I didn't like him doing it. That you were the only man that could treat me that way.
She gave her ass a wiggle on his lap at the end of her sentence. Jack raised his eyebrow and raised his hand, giving her ass a light spank. Amber moaned in his ear.
I know you can hit harder than that.
Jack once again spanked her ass with a little more force. Harder. She moaned in his ear again. Slap.
Oh God, Daddy, just like that.
She moaned in his ear once again while grinding her body on top of his. Jake answered with two more spanks on each ass cheek, then left his hands there kneading them slowly. Amber was besides herself, getting treated like this after denying her husband the same actions.
You really like my ass, don't you?
Amber said, kissing his neck while he played with her ass. Jack closed his eyes and just nodded at her answer, enjoying this intimate session.
I'm so glad that my neighbor has such a big cock for me to play with. A cock to make my husband jealous. A cock that gives me pleasure like I've never experienced.
Amber gave him kisses all over his neck and cheeks at the end of her sentences. Amber finally leaned up and looked down at Jack. He slowly opened his eyes and saw this goddess of a woman staring at him. Without breaking eye contact.
I'm going to fuck you better than I ever fucked Bill. I'm going to give you an experience way better than the night of the Super Bowl, that I can promise.
During her words, she slowly leaned her face towards him. Her breathing got heavier and heavier with every word that spilled out of her mouth. Finally, when the last syllable came out, her lips locked with his. This time, however, there was pure passion with her kisses. She started to grind her body on top of his again, pushing her breasts against his chest, trying to merge her whole body with his. Her break in her kisses, all you could hear was her heavy breathing. Jack was absolutely shocked, feeling her passion. He was really feeling her sincerity now. He grabbed her ass with both hands, squeezing and jiggling them, enjoying her plump ass cheeks in his grasp. The thing that made it hotter to him, it felt like this hookup was more personal. Her husband didn't know she was here, the camera wasn't on. Nothing but lust was in the room. Jack was starting to have enough, he wanted to get to the next step. He started to lean up.
All right. You proved me wrong, that was enough.
Jack said, breaking off the kiss. Amber looked at him for a moment.
No, it wasn't.
She pushed him back and started to kiss him again. If Jack was surprised before, there were no words now. Amber just kissed him over and over again. Her tongue danced in his mouth, exploring it. Jack felt her tongue rub and tangle against his own. Her kisses got more and more sensual. Kisses she usually saved just for me, were being given to a man she should hate. They continued their kiss while rubbing their bodies together for a long time. Amber finally knew it was enough now, and she had to continue what she was here to do. Before giving him one last kiss, she bit his lips gently. It was something she never really tried, but she felt it was a funny and sexy thing to try.
Was that enough sincerity?
Amber smiled at him. Jack had his eyes closed and just nodded his head. Amber giggled seeing the state he was in. She reached next to her on the couch and grabbed her phone and handed it to him once again. Jack had his head laying back into the couch with his eyes closed. He opened his eyes, reached for her phone, and realized the fun was just beginning. He immediately brought his right hand up, holding Amber's phone. He fumbled with it for a moment due to his anticipation, before finally getting it ready.
Okay, sit on the couch next to me and I'll set up the camera.
He directed.
Get into character a little.
He reminded her.
Not that you need it.
He mumbled to himself. Jack set the camera on his living room table and made sure Amber was in frame. He hit record, then went to sit next to her as Amber fiddled with her hair, making sure she was cute and presentable.
This can be just practice, or we will edit it out if we don't like it.
Jack said, putting his arm around Amber, pulling her body next to him. Amber turned to look at the camera and wrapped her arms around his neck once again.
Does this look good, Bill?
She asked as if I was in the room with them.
I'm about to make all your dreams come true, baby.
She said as she stroked the back of Jack's head while still staring at the camera. Jack looked at the camera and smiled like an ugly fool. Jack looked at the camera with her.
What can I say, little buddy? Sorry you couldn't see us last week. That was my fault. Won't do it again.
But anyway, you really opened the gate to hell letting me get a hold of your woman. Now look where she is.
As he was talking to the camera, Amber smiled sweetly, as if calm and serene in his arms. Jack just continued.
By the time you see this, I probably will have fucked your pretty wife in every imaginable position. Maybe you're going to watch this on your couch. Just know I'll have fucked her there too. Maybe you're in your bed?
Wait. We already fucked there.
He laughed loudly. Goddamn, I mean, look at this. Here, stand up.
Jack lifted Amber's arms. Amused, my wife rose to her feet.
Jack leaned forward and put his hands on her hips. She faced the camera.
Jack was eye level with her ass and licked his lips.
He turned Amber's ass towards the camera. Look at this ass. He dropped his hands to her ass, reaching around to scoop it up. He dragged her shorts up even further as his fingers dove under the fabric to grasp her flesh. He revealed the toned sides of her ass as he did. The material of her shorts strained against her, getting caught in between her bouncy cheeks. He shook her ass at the camera. I'm going to fuck this all day today.
Amber covered her mouth to stifle a giggle. She arched her back away from Jack and stood on her toes, pushing out her ass more. She looked over her shoulder so the camera could see the beautiful profile of her face behind her golden locks.
Isn't that right?
Jack asked, looking up at my wife.
We'll see. Amber replied in a soft, flirty voice. She put her arms around Jack's shoulders, petting him and massaging him across his back and head. She came over to my house today just to fuck my big cock. Isn't that right, sweetie?
Amber blushed red.
That's right. She nodded slowly. Here, sit back down.
Right here.
Jack brought her down on his lap. Tell your nice little husband what you told me today. Tell him why you're here.
Amber sat in Jack's lap with her right arm over his shoulders. With one hand she rubbed his back. Her left hand stroked up and down on his chest. She leaned against him slightly, pressing her tits into the side of his head. He could feel her nipple piercing against his temple. Jack's thick-fingered hands roamed up her back and across her flat stomach. His right hand moved across his body to pet the smooth skin of her long legs. They could each feel the other person's heat. Jack felt slightly drunk off it. Amber's heart was pounding in her chest. Just being felt up by Jack on camera like this was more intense than she anticipated.
"Well, Bill, I told you that our little fantasy is over and that we should stop. But yesterday, I came home from a run and caught you watching an old video of me and our neighbor here. At first, I was hurt because you tried to sneakily watch it behind my back. But then I realized that I can't force you to push down your urges. I want to please you any way I can. So I'm going to make new videos. I think you'll like them, baby."
Amber smiled at the camera, then turned her attention to Jack. "Is your husband the only one whose urges you're going to fulfill? Don't leave out any details, slut." Amber registered his pause as his way of reminding her of the character she was to play.
"Of course."
She looked at the camera. "If your urges are being fulfilled, that means I'm going to have to be fulfilled too, honey." By definition, it was true from what she and I discussed. Seeing her act so unlike her usual self with a man so beneath us was such a taboo act. Amber ran her left hand down Jack's chest, to his belly, then down lower. She gripped his hard cock from outside his shorts as it rested against his thigh. It seemed bigger than she remembered. She gave it a squeeze. Then a stroke. More of her chest was turned into Jack's face as my wife reached down across her body to his cock. He grinned wide.
"Everybody gets what they want," Amber said in a quiet, seductive way.
"And as for you," she removed her hand from Jack's cock and slapped him in the chest, sitting upright. "You have a video you took without my knowledge when you were fucking the life out of me last week. I'm forced to come here to keep your big mouth shut."
Amber wanted to make sure she got on video that Jack had something on her so I would know how this all started.
Jack laughed. "The only one who is going to get their big mouth stuffed today is you."
He held her tight and looked up at her. She brought her left hand up to hold his face.
"Oh yeah? Is that a promise?"
she asked seductively, not missing a beat. She looked down at his coarse face.
"You know it is,"
Jack replied, looking up at the face of a goddess. Her blue eyes smoldered and her pupils were slightly dilated. He hooked one hand around her neck and pulled her into his face.
"Mmm."
Amber hummed into his lips as he stuck his tongue into my wife's mouth. Jack felt her lick his tongue with hers before sucking his tongue with her full, strong lips. The room was quiet now except for the smacking of their lips. Amber brought her hands up and tucked her hair behind her ears as she and our neighbor made out. Jack broke the kiss. He leaned back. They both turned to look at the camera.
"She looks good on top of me, don't you think? I'm going to make her do things with me you guys haven't tried yet. I'm really going to open her up if you know what I mean."
He laughed, giving Amber a hard smack on her ass cheek at the end of his sentence.
"Oh God, Bill, he's going to ruin me. I'm gonna want nothing but his cock soon. I can just feel it."
Amber whimpered. The image of them being so intimate was so wrong, but any sane man would get turned on seeing it. Jack turned Amber's face to him once again. She put a hand on his cheek and slowly kissed him. They started making out with their tongues battling. Jack made a show of rubbing Amber's smooth thighs and cupping her ass. This time Amber realized how hot she was getting again and pulled away. Their saliva was still sticking together, leaving a long line of it connecting their lips. Amber licked her lips, breaking it apart while glancing at the camera. It always baffled her how easy her body succumbed to his touch. It was like her body knew what was coming, no matter how much her mind told her how wrong it was.
"That was a good start. Now the fun begins," Jack said.
"Here, take this." Jack handed her the box of condoms after he pulled the phone off the end table, stopping the recording. He held the phone in his hand while giving Amber directions.
"Walk out there and then crawl to me with the condoms. I expect a world-class performance from you, especially if this is going to be the first video in your movie that you want to show Bill."
Amber wanted to give him one more slap, but she just listened to his instructions. She grabbed the condoms and walked back to the center of the room. She was facing away from him, so Jack had a perfect view of how amazing her ass looked in those small shorts. He couldn't wait to have his way with it. He vowed to himself in these 3 months he would do everything in his power to take her anal virginity.
"Are you ready?" Jack asked while getting the camera ready.
Amber nodded while staring out the window.
"There's no going back now," she thought to herself. She took a deep inhale.
"All right, here we go."
Jack laughed, looking up from the phone.
"And action."
Then pressed record. Just as Amber was about to turn around, her mind flashed with the scene of me watching the video of her and Jack last night. "He wants me to act bad. The better I am, the more it will turn him on trying to give herself the determination she needed to be as bad as possible. Not for Jack. But for me." She finally turned around and gave Jack a naughty smile with the sexiest look she could muster.
Amber could see Jack getting visible goosebumps at how quickly she could flip the switch. "This is going to be a wild ride," he quickly thought.
"God damn. I can't wait to feel your tight pussy on my big cock again. You are such an asshole."
Amber took a deep breath, giving him her sex eyes.
"An asshole, with a big cock who thinks he can have whatever he wants. Even if it doesn't belong to you. Well, this asshole is waiting for you. Come show your husband what you came here for,"
Jack said, pointing between his legs. Amber knew he was right. She was here to please her husband,
and to do that she needed Jack and his big cock. She slowly sank to her knees, then she started to slowly crawl to Jack with a box of condoms in her hand. Jack made sure to capture the moment perfectly on video. He couldn't wait for me to see this. The way Amber was dressed was one thing on its own, but the way she was crawling to him was such a submissive scene. It was as if the closer she got, the more she was succumbing to his desires. Finally, she reached between his legs and set the box of condoms on the floor next to her. She flashed Jack a smile before glancing at the camera in Jack's hand, giving it a flirty kiss. Jack grabbed the back of her head and pulled it against his shorts.
"Have you given your husband a blowjob since that night?"
Amber's face was against his cock while she looked up at him. She shook her head against his hard dick.
"No, not really."
Jack broke character for a second.
"What do you mean?"
She nodded her head.
"He gets turned on when I deny him things that I do for you. I only kissed and licked his cock. I didn't actually suck on it. Not like the way I do with you."
A big smile formed on Jack's face. Seeing his beautiful neighbor nuzzling his cock between his legs made him glow with satisfaction. He was more than happy to enjoy the fruits of whatever fantasy we had going, if it meant he got to have what he was getting.
"That makes me really happy to hear. Did you miss my cock? I still remember the night you first sucked it like it was yesterday."
Amber blushed but nodded her head, nudging his rigid member against his leg. She could feel its warmth on her face.
"I like sucking your big cock. You taught me so much. It makes me feel sexy when I do it now."
She might have been in character, but she knew there was some truth to that statement.
"The only time you look sexier than when you have my big dick in your mouth is when you have it in that tight little pussy of yours."
Amber rubbed her hands on Jack's member through his shorts. As he finished his last sentence, she looked up at Jack and the camera pointed down towards her. She flashed a quick grin and raised her eyebrows mischievously.
"Is that so?"
she asked, almost sarcastically.
"So tell me, does your husband know you are here?"
"No.
He has no idea,"
Amber said into the camera, letting her naughty smirk grow.
"It was true. Take it out and show your husband how much I've taught you,"
Jack said with authority. Jack lifted his hips off the couch while Amber peeled his shorts off until they were at his ankles. His hard cock sprang forth just as magnificent as she remembered it. His big balls also came into view, swollen like a bull. She knew her mouth would soon be wrapped around them, trying to milk the cum out of them. His balls lead up to his huge cock. Her eyes couldn't help but always examine this wild specimen. It wasn't just the length that astonished her, it was also how thick he was. From past experiences, she knew if she didn't give it her all with her hands, tongue, lips, and words, her jaw would soon be sore.
"You know where to start,"
Jack said as he squinted his eyes down at her. Amber grabbed his cock, slowly stroking it. She leaned forward and gave each of his balls a long lick, before wrapping her lips around the base of his cock, kissing it. She tried to wrap her tongue around his whole cock with no avail. Then she slowly dragged her lips and tongue up the base of his cock until she reached the tip.
"I just love the taste of your dick. I don't think I'll ever get sick of it,"
Amber said with a devilish grin. Amber wanted to make sure she put on a show. She glanced at Jack one last time, before wrapping her lips over his cock. This wasn't her first time doing this now, so she quickly was able to make her way down his cock, until she swallowed the whole thing. His salty taste and aroma was familiar to her. Despite her recent misgivings with Jack, it was still almost comforting to her to have his familiar cock in her mouth and hands. Jack always was in awe of how she was able to take his whole cock. Even without her gag reflex, it was quite of an achievement to be able to take his whole cock. He remembered the first time in the hot tub with how she struggled to take it. Now she was practically a pro. Slobbering and gagging noises filled the room while Jack used the camera to get a close-up of Amber at work. She noticed the camera so close and slurped up his cock while staring right into the camera.
"I'm sorry, honey. I just love the feeling of his big cock in my mouth. I promise one day, I'll suck your dick just like his, but for now."
Amber turned her head from the camera and slid her lips down Jack's cock with as much passion as she could muster.
"Damn! You see this, Bill? I hope you get to experience this regularly one day. I don't think I'll ever get tired of her mouth on my cock."
"Humph," Amber whimpered. Her saliva was dripping from her mouth onto her cleavage, sliding down her breasts, making her white long sleeve progressively wetter. Jack picked up the camera and showed her side profile. She looked so sexy with her back arched while sucking his cock. He absolutely loved how her socks ran up to her calves over her knees. After a little while longer, he couldn't take it any longer. Jack grabbed Amber by her hair and pried her off his cock.
"I can't wait any longer. Hurry up and take off your clothes,"
Jack ordered with anticipation in his voice. Amber looked at him with saliva still on her lips while breathing heavily. Amber licked his cock as slow as she could and gave it a kiss at the tip. She shot him a glance and after a moment she pushed herself up and stood before Jack once again. Amber locked eyes with him and slowly peeled her long sleeve off. After throwing her shirt on the floor, she slid her booty shorts off. As she did this, she kept glancing at the camera in Jack's hand, giving it a naughty smile. Finally, Amber was standing before him in just her white thong and long white socks. Jack just admired her body. He couldn't believe that he already slept with this hot wife, and he was about to yet again. Amber reached for the condoms on the floor and opened the box. Jack frowned seeing her do this, but he wasn't about to ruin the moment. After grabbing a condom out of the box, she tried handing it to Jack.
"No, you put it on yourself," he said with an angry voice.
Amber rolled her eyes and sunk on her knees once again. She used her teeth to rip the wrapper open and pull the condom out. She was about to put it on his cock, but Jack grabbed her hand just before she could.
What?
Amber shot an annoyed look at him. I want you to put it on with your mouth.
My mouth. What?
Amber was visibly shocked. Jack flashed his eyes at the camera, giving her a knowing look. Amber reached into her mind to figure out how to approach the task. The only image in her mind were a few flashes from porn videos Jack had sent her long ago.
What?
Don't think you can do it? Jack said, challenging her. All right, fine, she said, flashing raised eyebrows at the camera.
Watch this.
She placed the condom in her mouth right in front of her teeth. She grabbed his cock, slick with her saliva, and leaned her mouth onto his cock. Amber's hair fell across her face and softly onto Jack's crotch. He could feel her luxurious, smooth strands brush him gently. Amber felt the condom crinkle against her sensitive lips as it unrolled onto Jack's cock. The sound of it was barely audible to Jack, but loud to Amber as she slowly slid against her full lips. Her saliva that was slathered all over her neighbor's thick member made contact with the latex and stuck instantly. As she lowered her head lower, she felt his sheathed dick travel further back against her tongue. Gone was the salty taste of his skin. Now, she tasted only the slightly unpleasant taste of the fresh rubber. Firmly, Amber used her lips to wrap her neighbor's rigid rod. All the air pockets were driven out of the condom. He was sealed as tightly as he could be. The lightly lubricated condom left a thin film on her lips as she descended deeper and deeper onto his shaft. Feeling his rubbery cock reach the back of her throat, Amber pushed further until at last she had stretched her mouth and the rubber to the base of his cock. She gave a few wiggles side to side with her head. Jack felt her warm throat grip him as she did. He watched her blonde hair shimmer and bounce with the shaking of her head.
Mmm.
She hummed on him. Jack felt my wife's throat pleasantly vibrate against him, sending tingles through his mushroom down his cock. Amber brought her head and body more in line with the camera as she disengaged from Jack.
Gwah.
Amber sighed as the tip of his cock left her lips. My wife held our neighbor with two hands. When she looked at his huge cock covered with the condom, she actually felt accomplished that she was able to really do it. She inspected her work briefly and admired it. She pumped his cock with a couple firm, full-length strokes with her hands.
That's it, you're so fucking good at this.
Jack said.
You're a natural.
He was on edge from the anticipation.
Are you ready, slut? I'm going to make the whole block hear you scream my name.
Hearing his words actually made her legs shiver. Amber nodded while standing before him. She reached down to take her socks off, but Jack immediately stopped her.
Hell no, keep those on. They make you look more sexy.
Jack said as he set the phone propped against the lamp next to the couch, giving it a side view of him and Amber.
Time to lose the panties though. Look at what a sexy bitch you are. I had no idea we were going to be fucking like this when you came over today. But you knew.
Jack sneered. Amber bristled at being called a bitch. She almost broke character to shoot him a menacing look. She had to remind herself that she wasn't Amber right now. She was indeed Jack's slut. She peeled her thong slowly off while giving Jack a taste of his own medicine.
I can't wait to ride your big cock. I'm going to slam my big ass on it over and over until I make you come harder than you ever have. Can you spank me again? I love when you treat me like I'm just some whore.
Fuck, this woman is going to drive me crazy. Jack's cock couldn't have gotten harder. After Amber had taken off her thong, she stood before Jack just in her long white socks. Jack leaned further into the couch and reached out for Amber. She grabbed his hand and climbed on top of him. She set her legs on each side of him while looking down into his ugly grin. Jack felt the heat from between her thighs against his. Amber could feel his heart pounding as she sunk her warm hands into the flesh of his chest, feeling the resistance of his sternum. Amber had one hand on his chest while the other stroked his cock. It felt so different than what she was used to. She had played with his cock so much over the months, now that it was covered with a condom it felt foreign to her. Jack had his hands on her hips, petting her. He was quiet for a moment as he watched his hands glide across her smooth, firm, warm skin. His excitement to fuck my wife was palpable. He couldn't believe she was here in his home, straddling him on his couch as I was off ignorantly busy somewhere. He reached around and gave each of her ass cheeks a light slap. He brought his hands further down and cupped her ass cheeks in his hands.
Fuck yes, he said. This fucking ass.
My God! Amber could feel his hot fingers massage her ass and upper hamstrings. He drew his fingers so close to her upper thighs that his hands entered her sensitive crotch area. He pet her from behind. She rose up to meet his hands, and he briefly reached to softly touch her pussy lips. My wife gasped at the sudden pleasure she felt when he did. He went further, probing his finger to her sensitive canal opening without entering. My wife closed her eyes and bit her lip as she bucked slightly against our neighbor. Jack's probing finger contacted her opening to discover that it was slick with her juice. Feeling his finger slide against her so easily amplified Amber's arousal. Her body knew what to do for Jack. All she had to do was let herself do what came naturally. Jack continued to play with her pussy lips and smeared her juices around them. Amber opened her eyes to gaze onto the face of our neighbor. It briefly occurred to her how strange it was for her body to be responding this well to him. She closed her eyes again and dropped her head low while bringing her body higher against Jack. Her eyes were out of Jack's field of vision and she opened them very slightly to peek at the camera. It was propped up, still recording every second. She thought about how hot this probably looked. Just like the video Jack showed her from last week. With Amber higher on his torso, Jack's thick fingers had better access to Amber's pussy as he teased and played with her. Amber's arousal grew. She could feel her pussy yearn to stretch against something big. She felt her increasing wetness on Jack's fingers. She felt his wandering, wet hands switch up from playing with her pussy to firmly massaging her ass and thighs. They moved up and down her gorgeous body. She felt his presence all over her, and soon, he would be inside her. Shit, she realized, I am so wet for this fucking bastard. Moments passed as Jack's fingers and hands roamed my fit, beautiful wife without restrictions. He marveled at her taut belly and wide hips. She had the right amount of fat and muscle in all the right places. She was growing hotter to his touch. Just 24 hours ago, Amber was sure she was never going to see Jack again. Now, she was on his couch straddling him, dripping wet in anticipation. Amber couldn't stand the man, but she had to admit that he was the perfect tool for our shared fantasy. She was strangely proud of the deal she had struck with him. She knew I was going to love the video they were making. Sneaking into Jack's without my knowledge excited her, like she had bought me the perfect gift and was busy scurrying to hide it. Ultimately, all of that only got her body to where it was now, about to once again fuck our neighbor. Amber's body asked her unambiguously, clearly, and repetitively, can we fuck right now? Jack turned his head to the camera and smiled deviously as my wife's soft tits were smashed against his face. He turned his rough, stubbly face into them and took one of her perfectly sized areolas into his mouth. She could feel his coarse hair against her smooth skin as it scraped her. He suckled on my wife's nipple and tongued at her piercing. Her brain tingled with the sensation. Amber moaned, her arms posted against the back of the couch. She arched her upper back harder to give Jack more room to suck her. MMF. Jack murmured underneath her as he firmly gripped my wife's body. Smack. With a stinging slap, Jack broke Amber's trance. Come on. Stick my big cock where it belongs. He mumbled from under her before sticking his mouth back on her tit. The vacuum from his mouth made a loud suction sound as he played with her inside his hot mouth. Oh, fuck. She whimpered as she leaned into him more. She picked up her hips with Jack holding her waist with a firm grip. Her pussy hovered over his cock as Jack used his grip on her to slowly settle her down on him. Her pussy had been dripping wet. He easily slid into her. Oh, fuck, fuck. God, you're so big, Jack. I need to get used to this again. Please go slow, baby. We're going all the way. Jack demanded slowly, deliberately shoving his cock all the way inside her. Centimeter by centimeter by centimeter, Jack felt Amber's hot pussy swallow him whole. Oh, yes. He moaned. Reimagining fucking her all week didn't come close to the actual feeling of that first insertion. He loved the feeling of her tight, warm canal on his cock. Even through the latex, he could feel her wetness as he had little resistance sheathing himself to the hilt into his beautiful neighbor. He felt her body weight on his hips, and her trim waist in his hands. Nothing could beat that feeling, except of course, more of that feeling without a condom. Oh my God! She gasped through every word, breathing in and out sharply. Her eyes were wide with surprise. The feeling of her neighbor inside her did not fail to wow her. Jack! Amber gasped. It's so. Amber blinked hard, shutting her eyes. Fucking. She opened her eyes wide. Jack watched her dark blue irises lose ground to her deep, dark, expanded pupils. Big. Amber gasped to finish her thought as she felt her wet vaginal canal slide apart to make room for his wrapped, lubricated cock. She could feel a flash of heat on her face as she started to sweat. She felt a large pressure inside her that sent lightning bolts through her spine. Fuck yes. That's where it goes. All the way inside that tight little pussy. He said, holding firmly around her thin waist. Come on. He gave her a slap on her ass which made her cheek jiggle. Start doing some work. This is what you came here for, right? Amber could do nothing but whimper in Jack's neck. Though she was plenty warmed up, she had not expected to be surprised again by the girth of Jack and the nearly overwhelming feeling of accommodating him inside her. Her pussy drenched his cock and squeezed him with regular, periodic contractions. Jack gave her a few slow strokes making her feel his entire length slide in and out. He pumped his hips upwards against her making her ass shake even more against him. Come on. Do it. Jack whispered in her ear. Amber couldn't help but listen. She started sliding up and down his cock with small, slow strokes. Jack gave her a few more spanks on her jiggly ass. Amber leaned forward more and wrapped her arms around Jack's neck. This made her back get her signature arch once again. Jack decided to help her and picked her up by her ass. He then started slamming her ass down against his cock. This went on for at least 5 minutes with their pace picking up each minute. Oh God, oh my God. You're fucking me so good. Amber moaned in his ear. Jack stopped slamming her down himself and watched her do it on her own. Every couple strokes he gave her a slap on each ass cheek. Amber was already quickly building to an orgasm. She felt her pussy gripping him as tight as it could. She hated this man, but she had to admit the sex with him was mind-blowing. Feeling him stretch her tight pussy walls reminded her what a naughty wife she was being. She rode small waves of pleasure that came and went. She felt like it was going on forever, but she worked to ease her mind into the waves of pleasure. She controlled her breathing and focused on the sensations inside of her like her athletic background trained her to do. She liked this. It was a challenge to focus when our neighbor's big cock pummeled her. Soon, the waves of pleasure became larger and larger. She felt warm inside, like a light on a dimmer switch was glowing brighter, brighter, and brighter until... Jack, I'm gonna fuck. I'm coming, Jack. Oh God. Amber's body convulsed on top of Jack. Jack just held my wife while her orgasm shook her body on top of his. Amber gasped and twitched. Jack looked on, pleased at her involuntary reactions. This was no mere act.
I knew you missed my cock, but damn, I didn't expect that.
Your little hubby must not be fucking you right.
Jack laughed while staring at the camera and continuing to rub my wife's body. As Amber came back to, she sat back up straight, still feeling Jack's cock deep in her pussy. Jack flexed it, pressing blood into his cock for a quick pulse, increasing the thickness, and making it twitch. Amber took a sharp inhale.
I'm not done with you by a long shot. Get up and get face down on the couch. I want that ass as high as possible.
Jack said, leaving no room for debate. Amber got her bearings together and climbed off of Jack's lap. She looked down and saw his condom. His covered cock was drenched in her juices.
You really made a mess, didn't you?
Jack snickered. Amber was beat-faced and stuttered to speak when she could barely think of the words.
I don't know what came over me.
She was so embarrassed that the man she didn't find the least bit attractive got such a reaction out of her. Jack saw her looking at his cock, still standing straight in its full glory.
Don't worry, I'm not even close to being down with you. Now stop staring at my cock and get back on the couch like I said.
Amber was even more embarrassed she got caught staring at his big cock. His words snapped her out of her frozen state and got back on the couch, next to Jack. He had a large couch, since he was a pretty big guy. So she was able to rest her face on the cushion and still keep her knees on it too. Her ass was facing the front of the living room. Jack admired her from the side and made sure the camera had a good angle. After making sure her body was in the frame, he gave her ass a slap while standing up. Amber let out a moan and felt his presence behind her. She could feel him rub his cock on her pussy lips.
You see this, Bill? I bet you still haven't fucked your wife in such a fun position yet. Huh, has he?
Giving Amber two forceful slaps, making her ass jiggle.
Fuck. No, he hasn't. Please, Jack, you're being so rough.
Amber whimpered into the seat cushion.
Please what?
Jack snorted.
You like when I'm rough, don't you?
Jack questioned while kneading her thick ass cheeks against his cock. Amber turned to face him while still keeping her face on the couch.
Yes.
She reached behind her, grabbing his cock. She stroked him twice before lining it up with her pussy.
Please keep going.
Amber wiggled her ass in the air. A mischievous smirk spread across her lips. She looked into Jack's face before finishing her sentence.
Daddy. Ha ha. That's more like it.
Jack laughed.
Come on. Fuck that cock. Show your husband how my little slut works for my cum.
Amber didn't let him finish before pushing her ass back on his thick cock. She knew that she would have to really give it her all so he could hurry up and come. My wife moved her bouncy ass up and down our neighbor's big cock. After a few strokes, she settled on a rhythm that made the bounce of her ass hypnotic. Jack marveled at the sight of the perfect housewife dancing on his cock. He had one hand on his hips while admiring her work.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He moaned, drawing it out to emphasize his satisfaction. He wanted Amber and the camera to hear him. The gray, overcast light showered their bodies from a nearby window. The contrast between their bodies was in stark relief. My wife pumped her fit body up and down his big dick while he stood there looking like a saggy sack of potatoes. PLAP, PLAP, PLAP. Amber's ass rebounded against Jack's hips. She took him in long, full strokes, bringing her ass back and down until he was buried to the hilt. She could feel his girth press against her wet vaginal canal in all directions until he was buried deep in the back parts of her vagina.
Hmm. Yeah?
Amber moaned from below. She relaxed into the rhythm she set, letting her body do what it wanted. Wet sounds of my wife's pussy on Jack's dick were punctuated by their mutual moans and kneels. Seconds turned to minutes as Jack admired his fit young neighbor fucking him. Amber felt so full. She shut her eyes and got into the moment, feeling every inch of our neighbor plunge inside her warm, wet, luxurious canal. She felt the folds of her canal massage the smooth latex around his big member. She honed in on sensations her body felt and let herself ride the waves of their taboo pairing. She found that she liked Jack considerably more when they were engaged in this role.
Fuck, you are so good at that.
Jack complimented her.
I will never get tired of seeing you fuck my cock. I love seeing your ass bounce.
Amber smiled.
This big dick makes me so happy.
She cooed. Eventually, Jack was ready for the next part of the show. He matched her pace with forceful thrusts that met her halfway. The sudden movement startled Amber, and all she could do was meet his hard thrusts. He wanted to take her while she screamed his name. It wasn't long before she couldn't take it, and was just trying to hold her ass in the air to take the pounding.
Oh. Jack. Fuck. God. You. Are. Fucking. Me. So. Hard.
She pronounced each word as his hips met her own. Jack's cock was back to exploring parts of her pussy that she wasn't used to. Because she hadn't done this position with me over the years, when she did it with Jack, different nerves in her body would fire off.
God damn. That's right, slut. Taking my cock like a pro now. Fuck, if you weren't forcing me to wear a condom, I probably would have came by now. Regret your stupid little rule yet?
Jack glanced at the camera.
Better yet, I'll make your hubby wear a condom. I'll be the only one with the privilege to fuck you raw. Jack.
No.
Oh my God, that would be so wrong.
Amber moaned out between the hard thrusts he was giving her.
What do you think, huh? You miss feeling your neighbor's raw cock inside your tight pussy? Skin to skin?
Amber moaned at the thought. As good as it felt now, it did feel amazing to her last week when they fucked raw. But she wasn't about to take any chances. Not now. Pop, 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 Jack and Amber's bodies contacted again and again as Jack kept his fast pace steady.
Amber shoved back into him, meeting his thrusts. Amber's beautiful ass glowed red to reflect the intensity of the fucking Jack was giving her. A few dozen hours ago, Amber was vowing to herself that she would never see Jack again. Now he was inside her. His sheathed cock stretched the walls of the condom just as they did her vaginal canal. With the condom on, Jack was flying a little more blindly when inside of her pussy. He remembered some of her spots, but he could only guess where they were. But Amber knew. She made small corrections to her hips and placement of Jack's cock inside of her. With his big cock, it was like shooting a soda can with a shotgun from 2 feet away, but she did value precision nonetheless. She brought her pussy down and back on Jack's dick and honed in on one of her sweet spots.
Oh. Fuck.
She gasped. She could feel the pressure grow inside her. With each thrust, the electricity inside her body grew. All she needed to do was let her body do what it wanted to do. And she did. She brought her hand up to her pussy and with the pad of her middle finger, rubbed her clit. The sounds of my wife approaching dangerously close to orgasm soaked into the couch. The memory foam of the couch muffled her sounds. Jack heard enough though. He kept pounding away at Amber. Her finger wagged against her clit in tight little circles that grew more chaotic as she felt that warm feeling inside her overflow.
I'm coming.
She clenched and squeezed Jack's cock with her pussy. Amber's face was being pushed down onto the seat cushion, while Jack had one hand on his hip and the other on the top of her ass. He marveled at her smooth body slamming against him while he matched her rhythm. Although he loved the position, he wanted her to look at him as he thrust his big cock inside of her. Jack slid his hand down her back that was glistening with sweat now. Then reached up to her hair, wrapping it around his hand before yanking her face off the couch. Amber's neck now strained looking up while Jack had her in his grip. With one hand holding her hair, he grabbed her chin with his other hand, turning her face sideways towards the camera to look at him. They looked at each other, locking their eyes, and Jack made sure to give her even harder thrust. Amber was now struggling to stay upright with the hard fucking he was giving her. Jack gave her a smirk.
I'm going to make sure to give you a fucking you'll never forget.
Squinting his eyes at her. Amber felt like she was being challenged. Like he wanted to break her. The problem was I loved when I saw her lose control and Amber knew that now. Jack's fingers were right below her mouth and her eyes flashed with a naughty idea. Amber's hands were resting on the couch, with her back arched, ass in the air, and face turned sideways watching Jack and his body slam into her. She reached with both hands and held onto Jack's arm that was wrapped around her neck and chin. Without breaking eye contact, she whispered.
Then make sure I don't forget, baby.
Then wrapped her lips around his thumb that was right under her lips. Jack felt immediate ecstasy seeing her actions. Her soft lips wrapped around his finger, her tongue sliding around it. He felt her hot mouth on his finger as he continued to thrust in and out of her equally hot pussy. He watched her eyes and they never broke eye contact.
Oh, fuck.
Jack groaned out loud.
You're going to be my personal slut before I'm done with you.
Amber's lips slowly slid off his finger with a popping sound.
What makes you think I'm not?
She put his finger right back into her mouth, smiling with her eyes at him as she sucked his finger. Jack almost lost it right then and there. He made sure to slide his cock almost all the way out now, giving Amber a long and forceful thrust. The sound she made immediately let Jack know she was loving it. Jack was nearing his limit now. Though he could feel less of her from inside the condom, the mental stimulation of seeing his hot, late 20s goddess of a neighbor bouncing on his cock was scratching the itch he needed. He reveled in the sights of her beautiful body back up into him. Her ass bounced against his hips, and the toned muscles of her back absorbed the recoil of their thrusting. He would never tire of looking down on the dimples that bordered her thin waist and wide hips, or hearing her seductive moans of pleasure. It made him feel warm inside to watch Amber back herself onto his cock, repeatedly making it disappear and reappear into her hot canal. His satisfaction grew as he looked down to see my wife's virgin asshole, knowing that he was the only one treated to this particular view. He couldn't believe his dumb luck. 24 hours ago, she had slapped him across the face with fire in her eyes. Now, he was slapping her ass as she moaned in ecstasy. He fucking loved that she had come to him with the deal of a lifetime. Even if he just fucked her this once time, he would always remember the day his hot neighbor came over to offer herself to him. He loved that she snuck over to his home to shoot a porn with him. He loved the power he felt as he made her come with his big cock. Nothing else mattered to him in that moment except fucking Amber. Feeling her tight pussy squeeze him through the rubber when she came was the physical sensation he needed to take him all the way. Jack fully slid out of Amber, while pulling her to her knees in front of the couch. He stood before her and ripped the condom off his cock with a loud snap, before furiously stroking his dick in her face.
I want to come all over that pretty face.
Amber, who just finished orgasming, didn't resist. She took his raw cock into her mouth, trying to make him come. She was unfazed by Jack stroking his shaft chaotically. She camped at the head of his cock, all the way at the tip, and sucked him while he stroked from the base of his cock to the middle of his shaft.
Yes, fuck yes. Suck it just like that. God, you're such a hot little wife.
Amber could feel Jack's right hand running through her hair as his left stroked himself. It excited her to know that I was going to eventually see this performance. As she took Jack's bulbous mushroom cock head into her mouth, she felt my frustration that I suffered from not being able to see her and Jack. She felt that frustration channel through her body. It started in her guts, then moved up into her tongue. She took it out on Jack's cock, licking him and sucking him hard. She felt grateful for being able to help me release that frustration one day soon, and to her, that release tasted like Jack's pre-cum. It felt like coming on his dick.
It tasted like his hot jizz spurting into her mouth. It sounded like her moaning Jack's name. The more genuine she was in her own pleasure, and the more she could please Jack, she felt the more I would be pleased. As she lashed our neighbor's cock with her tongue and sucked the soul out of his body, she felt oddly righteous. She felt herself let go a little more of what reservations she had left. It was cathartic. Jack could feel her smooth hair through his fingers as he held her head in place. He looked into her blue eyes as she stared up into his face. He couldn't get over watching my beautiful wife suck his cock. He felt her eagerness to accept his cum as she worked her tongue on his frenulum, the ridge of his cock head, and the opening of his urethra. He was nearly overwhelmed with the electric torture of having his sensitive cock head battered by her slick, warm tongue. Amber stared at the man who had come to personify our taboo fantasy. She felt her knees sink into the carpet and felt the reality that it was Jack's carpet. It was Jack's house. It was his cock head that she eagerly swirled with her tongue. It was his beady eyes she stared into as she did it. She savored the feeling of his hot flesh giving way to the strong licks of her tongue. She tasted his salty skin. She felt so bad. It turned her on.
Fuck! Fuck yes! Jack moaned. Here comes slut! Open wide! He yelled.
Ah! Amber opened her mouth and rested her tongue under his cock, while closing her eyes.
Oh! Shit!
He hissed. His cum splattered on his neighbor. The first rope went into her mouth, followed by another. Amber was initially surprised by the force of the blasts, and flinched before adjusting her expectations. Jack's cum splashed across her cheek, eyes, some even in her hair. More cum started to squeeze out of Jack's cock. She leaned forward trying to get it all, but some slid down her chin, falling between her breasts and onto the carpet. Jack tried to control his aim to no avail. As Amber moved to try to anticipate his cum streams, his cock moved away from her face and pointed down at her chest. One blast of his cum landed on her tits. Another across her neck. Jack was shooting and stroking as wildly as he could. On an impulse, he wanted to see her covered in his cum. Jack could feel his orgasm complete and panted as he looked down at the woman he still held steady in his hand. She had her eyes closed with a pool of cum in one eye. She held her mouth open for a second before closing it and swallowing. She looked exactly how Jack wanted her to look, marked by him. Jack staggered toward her for a second, off balance as his legs were shaky. He stepped into a glob of his warm cum.
God damn it, you slut! Look at this mess you made!
Jack shouted as if he wasn't the one aiming his dick. Amber, wiping cum from her shut eyes, just laughed at the ridiculous notion that it was her fault for him coming everywhere.
Let's go, you are getting cleaned up first.
Without giving her time to answer, he swept her off her feet by picking her up. He made a heading straight to the stairs.
Hey! What are you doing?
She asked incredulously, while holding onto him by the neck, her head resting on his burly chest. She felt the cum on her warmed face and body grow cold as the air moved past her. Jack didn't answer and trudged up the stairs, straining slightly as he did. Other than fucking, this was the most exercise he'd had in a long while. Amber's white stockings that covered her long legs stuck like two bunny ears on Jack's side. Amber and Jack disappeared into his bedroom, and soon the sound of a shower rang through the house, followed by a loud moan echoing off all the walls. On the living room floor were Amber's crumpled clothes, wet panties, Jack's shorts, and an open box of condoms. Amber's phone stood leaning against a lamp while it continued recording an empty room.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.